and Mike Show is in the Deals in the D.com studios. I'm here. Mark's here. Trudy is at her house.
Yeah.
And Brandon is also at home. Somebody emailed me today and they were wanting Kristen to put labels on your dinner so you could know what you're eating.
I want Kristen's special coconut shrimp. That sounded amazing.
That sounds delicious.
I'm just not really, I don't know anyone who gets dinner brought to them so often and has no idea what it is.
Pretty amazing, isn't it?
It's very strange.
If this goes to his head, he could be Miss Cavage and have her bring her two dinners, and then he can choose which one he wants to eat.
That would be awesome. I would love that.
But he wouldn't know what either one of them were. Oh, my. Okay, so this would be the Thursday show. Another one of those weeks where I just have no idea what day it is. Ever since coronavirus started, I would say it's felt like that. Although, things seem to be changing. Chicago is opening up.
All right.
Now, Chicago was one of and Illinois has been one of those, you know, we are shutting down for a long time. Just settle in, everybody.
Yep.
And suddenly they're opening up. Michigan's opening up early. I know Mesa's open on the 8th.
Yeah.
As are all restaurants. By the way, Mesa's still looking for dishwashers, waiters. They're looking for, I think, about 11 or 12 people. And boy, it is not easy to get people. I know, it's weird. But I saw a construction company owner, believe it was on one of the TV stations locally, who said he has been trying to get people and he is having no luck hiring because as long as people are making close to $1,000 a month, they don't want to take a job, and then whatever risks there are make it even harder. But I saw another item that was interesting. It said 68% of people on unemployment are making more money than they normally make, and one half of them are making more than double what they normally make.
Oh, I thought it was 20 for double, but yeah.
Oh, well, 20%. Yeah, one in five.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
I see for hire signs everywhere right now.
Yeah, it's a problem.
I thought it was always a good time to get fucking rich.
And you got people who also are just scared shitless to be anywhere, to be around people.
Oh, there is a good coronavirus poll about that. Would you like to hear it?
A coronavirus poll? Sure.
Yeah, just about being out there. What percent of people do you think would take the increased risk, the perceived increased risk of getting coronavirus if it would help the economy recover faster?
Oh, I saw
coronavirus!
That.
I was surprised it was this
60%?
25.
Oh, 25?
Yeah. 36% would accept no risk.
But they don't, I mean, the economy is not them. That's the economy.
Sure,
but necessarily them.
It does affect everybody.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, you can take
this plague doesn't scare me.
So they're saying, would you die for the economy?
Not would you die, but would you have an increased risk?
You could die. You take one for the team. A lot of people don't want to take one for the team.
That's how in shape you are.
So,
what would you do if she died?
By the way, somebody was telling me, actually, somebody sent me an email today about the dentist, and they took a picture of the sign and said, due to COVID-19, we will wear proper PE for safety of our dentist and staff. $10 charge for your appointment, maximum $50 a year, $100 a year per family, maximum.
Oh, a COVID tax?
COVID expense.
I went to the dentist on Tuesday. I get to go tomorrow, too, which means I get two new crowns. Yay.
All right.
What a mouth of skank.
Did they hit you for corona?
No.
My teeth were so messed up.
No, and frankly, I was very pleased with the measures they went through.
Look at that guy. Look at that mouth of that guy.
I know what a mouth is. Gross.
You know, as far as the hairstylists and beauty salons and barbers, they're still closed.
Makes no sense.
And they're really starting to bitch, and it's getting louder, and I think a lot of people agree with them because if it's okay to have, you know, thousands and thousands of people at a protest, it can't be that bad to open a beauty salon. It just can't be.
Well, I think the better argument is if you can go, you know, to a dermatologist, if you can go to the dentist, if you can go to the dermatologist.
Yeah, the dentist. What's difference in the dentist? But honestly, if you can
go get your teeth whitened.
You can protest, careful or not. Some people are not being careful, and no one will really say a word about it. But you can't open your salon.
Yeah.
But you can go to the dentist.
This is men and women. If y'all got some f***ed up ass teeth, man, we grown. Go and fix that.
And, I would think they just open everything up now. Just open up. What the hell? I mean, in fact, you know, Charlie had a couple tweets that I thought were really good. One of his tweets was a black police commander complained to me, black police officers have to tear gas white suburban protesters. Ain't that some shit? And then Charlie's other tweet was, most seems tranquil in downtown Detroit. Also, noticeably, people have quit the pandemic. Well said. People have quit the pandemic. It's a funny way to put it, but, you know, I kind of think he's right, and I'm curious to see what happens going forward. And if the NBA announced that they're going to start the season July 31st,
yep.
They're not forcing players to all stay in one place together with no one else. So, by the way, they're finishing the regular season. They're going to play 8 regular season games.
They are?
Yes, they are.
I thought they were using smaller, like pared down. I thought they were doing
22 teams. 22 teams are going to play 8 regular season games.
So the Pistons aren't playing.
I guess not.
Yeah.
No.
Exactly.
But I got a note from somebody who said, you know, I spent, I forget, $500 or $600 on an Indiana Pacers game. And, you know, who cares about a Pacers game now? A regular season Pacers game? Really?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at the time when it was winter and you're watching basketball, maybe it, you know, probably seemed like a lot of fun, but can't get his money back. And so now he's got
one
to.
One of them 6'11".
Wait a second. Are these games going to be at the Disney place? Where are these games?
I assume they were going to be in Orlando.
They'd have to refund them anyway then, right?
Mm-hmm. Whatever happened to StubHub? Are they still in operation?
I don't know.
I got an email from Elton John, about refunding tickets to his concert.
Is that right?
Yeah, they just are now starting to, if you want to be refunded, but you only have 30 days to decide. Which I'm like, why do I have to decide in 30 days?
The pressure's on.
Oh, well, give me the date when it's going to open up again.
I want out, man. I'm gonna take my out.
Oh, you're gonna get your money?
Yeah, I'm gonna get my money back, I think.
Oh, well, they've so spent it. You're talking about the Stones, aren't you?
No, you're talking about Elton.
Is gonna get my money back.
She has the Stones' money. Well, Dee's probably out spending your money. I bet you she sent half to the band and she's spending half herself.
That's my Elton John money too.
What's funny though is, did you know Elton laid off his staff and his band?
He did?
Yeah. 60 million pound hit.
What?
60 million pound financial hit after coronavirus forced him to cancel the whole farewell tour. So.
Oh, yeah.
The Mail on Sunday revealed that the singer and partner David Furnish have been left bereft if they had anticipated the cash would send him into retirement. So he doesn't retire now. He's got to make up all this money. He's unlikely
to. We have enough money. Why doesn't Elton John have enough money?
No, those kids are expensive.
He does have a lot of money. Elton John has a lot of money.
They're getting no insurance payout for the losses, which seems kind of.
Oh, because it's a pandemic.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So Nigel Olsen is laid off.
Davy Johnstone.
All laid off.
Ray Cooper, the great tambourine player.
All laid off.
And now, I'm sorry, percussionist.
Now poor David's making poor Elton work well into his retirement age.
Well, they were playing one-on-one before he he's staying in shape. Remember all his basketballs and the hoop back there?
Furnish wants to keep him alive. He wants to keep him in shape so he can make more money on this 8-year-old farewell tour.
You know, there was a list of people, I think it was people in Hollywood or people in entertainment who aren't very nice. And it was a pretty harsh list, but they had a lot of little details. And I think David Furnish was on the list.
Really?
Yeah. And somebody told a story about him just having a shit fit on a plane that was late taking off.
Maybe that's why Elton likes him. Well, yeah, or maybe he got it from Elton, because Elton kind of does that stuff.
You know, I saw a documentary that Furnish did. Of course, Furnish did it. And Furnish.
Elton calls him that. Hey, Furnish, drop and give me.
What's this charge on my credit card, Furnish? Anyway, Furnish was ragging Elton in a lot of the thing about how uptight he is and, you know, why can't they go do something? And Elton just, he's just on his tour and he's got his ways. And
did Elton say, because I'm Elton John?
He kind of did.
Yeah. I think you know what you signed up for there, Furnish. That's what you should have said back to him.
Lighten up, Furnish.
You signed up for this life.
Do you know who I am?
Shouldn't have signed that prenup, Furnish.
Here's a song by a gay guy.
In rock star news, Bruce Kulick, R.I.P. from Kiss, passes away.
Oh, yeah. Wait, no, was it Bruce or was it his older brother, I thought, wasn't it? Or was it Bruce? Maybe it was Bruce.
He died today.
Bruce Kulick dies at 70.
Wow.
He died today?
Yeah, that was
it was a few days ago, wasn't it?
Okay. Then my USA Today, it was yesterday.
What did he die of?
Wait.
No, it's not Bruce.
It is Bob.
It's definitely Bob.
It's his brother Bob died, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And then Bruce said, we're saving the funeral until after the pandemic. Because Bob Kulick's funeral is going to be
did
huge.
Bob, when he was with Kiss, did Bob have face paint?
Well, he had to.
No, they took the paint off in 83 and they never came back until 96. Wasn't the Detroit show the first show they had the makeup back on for? Or what did they do before that?
I don't know.
I thought that Tiger Stadium show was... Don't bloop me. I didn't even bring it up. I'm not even sure. What did Bob Kulick do in Kiss? Was he did he replace?
Was he in like one tour?
Well, Bruce was in Kiss for a while, wasn't he?
He was in Wasp.
Bob Kulick?
Correct. I guess he did studio work then.
Wait, we're talking
maybe
about,
he didn't tour with them.
I can't believe we spent
talking about the obit of someone in Wasp.
All right, my fault, but I
okay, I have a really dumb question to ask, and go ahead, bloop me all you want. Did Lita Ford marry the lead singer of Wasp?
Oh,
I think she did.
I do not bloop that. That is a fantastic question.
I believe this guy is the guy that screams at the audience. Like the stage banter is almost hilarious because he screams so hard.
Blackie Lawless?
Yes, Blackie Lawless. Was he married to Lita Ford?
I have not found who he is married to.
He was married to Lucy.
She was married to Chris Holmes in the early 90s.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And then Jim Gillette for a while. And Jim Gillette was from Nitro.
Okay. Yeah, I'm clearly out of my depth here.
But Holmes is in Wasp, so.
Well, I thought it was Blackie Lawless for some reason.
That's pretty close, though.
But, yeah,
I'm amazed that you're knowing that.
It was not a very successful marriage. I read Lita's book, and she, you know, it was so interesting reading this because she's been married, I think, two or three times, maybe three times, and, you know, other relationships. And she's going through all these relationships. And in every relationship, she just becomes this incredibly submissive female.
Huh.
And you're thinking, wait, you're Lita Ford.
Like yeah.
And she just either, and then by about the maybe three-fourths of the way through the book, I start going, hey, wait a second. Is this Lita Ford just telling me her side of the story and just trashing every guy she's been with? Or is she really, does she really just marry this many shitty guys?
Or is she the problem? Yeah.
Because, I mean, you know, when they're all the same, and then they, you know, a lot of people will tell you that, well women that are with abusive men tend to continue the cycle. And I can't remember if they were abusive. I think they're just assholes. There's probably some abuse in there, too. But it's like, Lita Ford, she's such a badass. Why would she put up with that shit?
That makes sense.
Anyway, no, that was quite a segment.
Somebody, I can't find who it was, someone on the Facebook Live said that. Bob Kulick, I'm going back to Bob Kulick.
Oh,
now.
Please do.
Played on some albums, but Ace got credit for it.
Boy, anytime
can't find,
you...
can't find who said that, though.
Anytime you milk a Kiss topic, you're going to get a lot. Ace was using a lot of drugs and alcohol at the time, and Bob stepped in, and we paid him a performance fee. And just to keep the fans from knowing how bad things were with Ace and Peter, we didn't really talk about that. And we put Ace on some very specific rules for the tour, which he flouted. And eventually we had to part ways with Ace and Peter.
He is a flouter.
Due to their abuse of drugs and alcohol.
I think Gene will give Bob Kulick's eulogy.
And
say something about a good day above ground.
He gave a nice eulogy for Chuck Berry.
He did.
I think he showed up.
which was like, wow, I didn't know Gene was so into the chucker.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I want to mention Emergency Response Services Incorporated, Southeast Michigan's fastest responders to your home or business water extraction drying needs. Oh, boy, you hate to need these people. You just hate it. But if you do, you need them. In addition, they help Metro Detroit with fire damage, storm damage, and mold removal. So, you know, I always like it when something happens. And, oh, God. Well, like my water heater. Who do I call?
Turn off the water.
Here you go. Call 877-JOB-DONE. Get it. Do it. Get it done. 877-JOB-DONE.com. Tell them that we sent you. And if you're an emergency plumber or work with a plumbing supply house in Southeast Michigan, call us now for free COVID-19 disinfection treatment in your workplace or work vehicle.
Tremendous amounts of water.
So there you go.
Cool.
I could run down. Let's see. There was a lot of funny email today. I don't know why.
Oh, yeah. Here you go.
Somebody sent me.
The one I could not stop laughing at. I think it's that top one.
Let's see. I was dying when you guys played the audio of the Nerf gun kid. That's the kid in the Nerf gun fight. They had Nerf gun fights every year at graduation. And when they were 17, I guess that would have been the final Nerf gun fight.
Yes, they went all out.
And I had said, I can't picture a 17-year-old admitting they were in a Nerf gun fight. That is hard to imagine. But remember, there's a 45-year-old black guy that admitted his favorite sport was a water balloon fight.
I've never lost a water balloon fight. I'm the Michael Jordan of water balloon fight.
Who thinks of Jackson as a 45-year-old black guy?
I know. Honestly, I cannot picture four 17-year-old black guys breaking into teams for a Nerf gun fight. That is just, I just can't see it.
With three 12-year-olds in a water balloon
fight. My favorite sport is, of course, a water balloon fight.
Yeah, let's get a 45-year-old and three 12-year-olds and have a water balloon fight. 45-year-old black guy, three 12-year-old guys, and boy, just watch the madness go on.
That's so gross. And you know he looked at their buttholes later.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, yeah. He did. That was his thing.
I wanted to.
Yeah.
Well, and then Angie, one of the Shure twins, she emailed today, and she couldn't stop laughing over Big Boy Jail.
Yeah.
And we had the It Could Have Been Me guy on, who was, well, he was having the Nerf gun. He was in the Nerf gun fight. Hey, you know, by the way, he was such a twink. Wasn't he just a twink? Does anyone use the word
like
twink
that could
anymore?
Have been me.
Oh, he's a total twink.
He was, I mean, honestly, yeah. If I had to define twink, I would go, yeah. Oh, look at the guy who said he had guns pulled on him by Officer Chauvin, the guy that killed George Floyd, and a couple other policemen, and was having a team Nerf gun fight when he was 17 and graduated high school when all this activity with the police started.
I love you.
And he felt that if I couldn't believe he even went there. Well, if I was black, it could have spun into, I could have been killed.
Oh, there's
like that could have been me.
There's another guy out there, and I don't know if you guys have seen it. I didn't dig into it because I was so exhausted by the whole thing. But a white guy was like, I just recently passed a $20 bill that was counterfeit, and I wasn't killed.
Oh, God. You know.
I think you're missing the point, man. It didn't really matter what he did.
I heard somebody today.
It could not have been you.
I guess it was online because I don't think I heard it now that I say it. They were talking about white people appropriating black pain.
Oh, yeah.
And.
oh, dear.
You know, that's an ugly thing. And it is. It's really funny how sensitive this is that, you know, Meghan and Prince Harry haven't made a statement yet.
We were on that first, by the way. We were wondering where her stupid comment was.
Oh, really? Yeah. I mean, are we really worried? Do they have to make a statement? Does everyone have to make a statement about this? Or you don't care? Because you can make a statement and end up being canceled like Lea Michele. I mean, who would have thought that Lea Michele would say she supports the protesters and next thing you know, she loses a sponsorship?
Yeah, it's because she was mean to someone back in the day.
Well, more than anything, instead of taking a day off from protesting, or in addition to it, can we take a day off of all social media?
No, because they had Blackout Tuesday, and yeah. Taylor Swift, and Oprah, and who else? There were a whole lot of people that just blackened their square. Jennifer Aniston, who's new to Instagram, so.
Radiohead blacked their YouTube channel.
And people were very upset by it. In fact, I got to find the quote.
It's awfully trite, isn't it?
Yeah, I thought it was. I think this world is just getting dumber and dumber. Idiocracy is really close to being a documentary. It really is.
Isn't it pretty simple? Don't act like you're black. Don't be trite. I'm speaking for us white people.
Well, some people are just trying too hard, and I don't even know. I don't even know if I believe them.
Just try to understand it.
Well, Ashton Kutcher came out to make sure everybody knew that he did the blackout on Saturday, which was a few days before Blackout Tuesday. So he was ahead of the curve.
He was cool before everyone else.
And then he cried.
He did?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, he's
Is there audio of this,
about,
Brandon?
There is audio.
I want a forensic accountant to find out if he cried. I really do. Well, he and Mike Duggan, who cried over the 16-year-old that talked people into going home.
I ask you shall receive.
Ashton's on Instagram crying. So, I mean, you could see it for yourself. And you know who else is on
Instagram?
Well,
then he cares. Wait, Brandon, he's crying on Instagram. So we're witnessing him crying?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then we don't need friends.
I don't want tissue.
Oh, now I feel like a dick.
Let's play it.
I'll listen to it. This is my way of apologizing to Ashton.
I posted a blackout of my social media channels. And just posted BLM.
Cool.
And a lot of folks responded, all lives matter. And I want to talk about that a little bit.
Watch out.
Because I don't think that the people that are posting all lives matter should be canceled. I think they should be educated.
Thank you. Please educate me, Ashton.
We all agree.
The guy from That 70s Show.
But I had a really poignant experience tonight when I was putting my kids down to bed that lent the words for why Black Lives Matter. So usually Mila and I put our kids to bed. We read the book.
How long is this, Brandon? Just curious.
And
just
I can skip ahead to the
guest. No. I'm just asking. I'm not trying to be rude.
And tonight,
2 minutes.
As we were
this, nothing could be more important than Ashton's story.
My son says...
There's another minute.
Wait, why don't I get to go first? And Mila said, because girls go first. And he said, yeah, but boys go first. And I looked at him. I said, no, girls go first.
Who taught him that?
And I said, you know why girls go first? For you and me, girls go first. And the reason why is, for some boys, girls don't get a go at all. And so for you and me...
Is he getting off topic?
Girls go first.
Wow, that's powerful. He's expanding on
BLM. So when it comes to Black Lives
BLM.
Matter, I think what folks that are writing All Lives Matter need to understand
what?
Is that for some people...
Oh, boy. Oh, no.
For some people, black lives don't matter at all.
I don't think I would have posted this.
So for us,
I started crying.
Black lives matter.
I don't see any tears.
I don't either. He is an actor.
So while you may have the best intentions,
he followed up Charlie Sheen on Two and a Half Men. Matter. So his opinion matters more.
Remember, for some people, black lives don't matter at all.
Well, that's powerful.
You still crying?
Oh, it looked like he was about to burst out crying at the end. Oh, I see Chet Hanks. What's that? Is he going to comment?
Oh, my God. He's so deep.
Hey, wait a minute. Am I being punked? Where's Ashton?
For as deep as Ashton was, Chet Hanks blows him out of the water today. He gets very philosophical.
Awesome.
Chet Hanks just found out.
What?
That he's rich and spoiled.
Oh,
and his
really?
Problems don't matter. Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it's a 4-minute video. It's pretty long. It gets pretty deep.
I want to tease it because it sounds to me like this is something I'm going to really enjoy.
Okay.
How many people vote that Ashton Kutcher was really crying? Say aye.
No.
Nobody believes he was crying?
No.
I believe he got teared up. I saw it.
Well, Mark said he didn't see any tears.
Maybe I didn't see tears. Maybe he was choked up. By the way, isn't it always women and children first? So what's Ashton talking about?
Yeah, the children, they trump the
women.
Girl
for us, girls go first. It's always women and children.
Well, it's two kids arguing, so.
Unless you're an Italian cruise ship captain and you push everybody out of the way to get off.
Saying women go first, isn't that kind of the old sexism? Aren't we trying to say everybody's the same?
Yeah, not only that, canaries go first, too, in the coal mine. So maybe we're using you guys as tests.
You know, I wonder, just out of curiosity, maybe some people can answer this. People who are out there actively dating with the dating apps and all that. Do women pay for the first date as often as men pay for the first date? Or is that tradition still intact where men usually pet.
You got Tinder, Dater, you know, Grindr. You could branch out. You can find anybody you want. Or you just do it the old-fashioned way. You find somebody hot, ask them out.
Just asking.
Hey, that story about his boy's four. He had that deep conversation with a four-year-old boy.
That's the most Dreamweaver conversation possibly of all time.
Well, then the parent of that situation should say, she goes first because I said so.
Yeah.
Shut up. We're going to bed. I'll read the story first because I said so.
I think that was too heavy for a four-year-old. I want to send Child Protective Services over there, frankly, to make sure those kids aren't getting too intense too soon.
You don't think Dimitri
Port... Can't they just be kids?
You don't think Dimitri Portwood Kushner understood that? He even has an old person name.
What?
Dimitri Portwood Kutcher.
Dimitri Portwood? Was he named after his middle name after Amber Portwood from Teen
big
Mom?
Fans. Him and me are big fans of Teen Mom.
So is he canceled, though, the four-year-old? Because he wanted to be a massage.
No, this one's yes. Well-received.
Let's cancel him. No, I want to cancel him.
No, did you know Ashton was canceled before, though, apparently?
Cancel the child.
What? Yeah, he got canceled because he thought the treatment of Joe Paterno was too heavy-handed. I was just reading it.
You know, this is just the becoming firing, so stupid. I don't know what to do but laugh. I mean, I feel uncomfortable laughing. If anyone thinks, oh, my God, Ashton Kutcher, I was almost crying, and he's laughing. Please just give me a break. I'm going to lose my mind if I see much more of this, but I don't know what to do but laugh. It's why would...
He said after Paterno got fired, he called it in poor taste for firing Joe Paterno. Granted, this is in November. This is right after it happened.
And what happened to him? What exactly happened?
He turned over the management of his Twitter to his team at Catalyst Media.
And that satisfied his followers?
I guess so.
So was the team involved in last night's post?
That's a great question.
I wonder if the team said, Ashton, can you work up a few tears? We've got a great idea.
After all, you were the guy in Dude, Where's My Car? People look up to you for important information.
But aren't these all photo ops and aren't they using their children?
Yes.
All celebrities using their children.
Yes.
No, this is all of these people, you know. Oh, Ben Affleck was at a march, by the way.
I saw that. How about Cole Sprouse?
Yeah, he got arrested.
Wait, why is Cole Sprouse arrested?
For protesting.
He just wouldn't move if he...
Oh, I see.
They clear
okay.
people out.
Okay.
He wouldn't move, so they zip tie.
That's good. Good for him.
He made a very heavy comment about
his. I saw both Paul brothers, Logan Paul and Jake Paul, out there. I saw Travis Barker. There's celebrities that are out there. Halsey saved somebody after they got shot with a rubber bullet. She came out and
wow, she saved.
I thought
life.
She was going to be a lawyer. Now she's a nurse.
She's going to be a doctor, but she's not going to school.
Look at there's the picture of her helping that guy.
But what did she do to help him? No, I mean,
she comforted him. He looked at her tits.
Wait, no. If this was anyone else comforting this guy, would this picture be showing up all over the place? Because she's not doing anything that spectacular. She appears to be talking to him.
No, here's the Cole Sprouse story.
Did you hear Cole Sprouse and his girlfriend broke up, and she's announced she's bisexual?
Nice. All right. Well, he missed out.
For people who don't know who the hell is Cole Sprouse, Cole Sprouse is the kid from Big Daddy with Adam Sandler.
What about Dylan Sprouse?
In Riverdale.
What about
and now
Dylan
he's all
Sprouse?
Grown up. He's 27, and he's more famous than his other twin brother, who was also in that movie.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just getting way too cynical. The headline is, Halsey provides medical attention to protesters shot with rubber bullets. The You Should Be Sad singer shared photos and... Wait, she shared this photo? She has a photographer taking this?
I didn't know that part of it. Oh, that makes it even better, doesn't it?
She had someone taking pictures of her attending to people.
Mm-hmm. Photo ops. Trudy's right.
Photo ops.
Like the influencer with the fake drill who said, BLM, see ya.
No, she was a reporter.
There's a lot more to her, too.
Look at this one on the computer. This is my favorite photo op. It's Chet Hanks. He's doing his photo ops.
He didn't take the picture. Somebody else took the picture.
He's also letting you know that he has a half-black child. Isn't that what that statement was in that?
Yeah.
Well, then he also has to be concerned that every time his child leaves the home, he may be killed. With Khloe Kardashian, who's concerned about True for that reason. And who's the girl from the medical show who Seth Rogen doesn't like?
Katherine Heigl.
Oh, yeah.
Katherine Heigl. She also adopted a black child, and she says she can't sleep at night because she's worried that the child will get killed when the child leaves the home by the police.
That's what the protests are about.
Do they regularly pull over people in Mercedes in like quarterback in the hills.
That's kind of the point. Yeah.
And throw them on the ground and shoot them. No.
These people are very privileged and, you know. Yeah.
I think they'll be all right.
I really feel like the Khloe Kardashians and the Katherine Heigls really want to be able to say they feel that way.
Well,
I don't know if they really – do they really think their child's going to get killed when they leave the house by the police?
I kind of think a part of them does think that way. They're just that far separated from reality.
But that's insane.
No,
I know. First of all, the number how many people killed by the police last year? I think it was 231 African-Americans. Maybe it was more than that. I'm not sure if I had a number divvied down from something else. But, you know, 231 is – see, chances are pretty small.
No, I know, especially if you have that entitled of a lifestyle of a major actor or actress. But especially a Kardashian.
No, that's why it really bothered me.
Kardashian, I don't know.
I think they're going to live in gated communities. I think they're going to have a pretty easy life.
I think she's doing it for clout. I wouldn't be surprised if Katherine Heigl really feels that way, but isn't aware of how that sounds or how that looks or how much entitlement her kid has.
I think somebody out there, like Khloe Kardashian, but not Khloe Kardashian. I don't know. Maybe she will. No, I don't know. I was thinking maybe they would hire a white policeman to rough up their child. Feel even more so they could say they're more scared.
Hey, that's a plot line in Dead to Me.
That's a plot line in South
Park. It is? Really? No way.
I don't want to spoil anything, but kind of. It comes up in Dead to Me, scaring a kid with a cop who wasn't really on duty. Spoiler alert.
Well, let's see. Let's get back to Halsey, who had a photographer on hand, fortunately, to document the moment where she's helping this man. With all of our medical professionals being consumed and exhausted with COVID, there's little to no medical attention available, she wrote in her post.
Oh, she wrote that?
Yes. I have firsthand treated men and women and children who've been shot in the chest, the face, the back. Some will lose vision. Some have lost fingers.
What? Are you getting enough vitamin C?
Sounds like she's a terrible doctor then.
Wait.
You get shot in the finger with a rubber bullet.
How many people then lost their finger and their eyesight? I did hear about someone who was hit in the eye with a rubber bullet in out west somewhere, I think.
There was a woman that I saw. I can't remember if she... Yeah, there's a reporter who got hit in the eye, and she's lost vision in her left eye, and it's gruesome.
There's
been a lot of pictures of people who've been hit in the face, and then take pictures.
I saw a video today of... I'm not sure where this was, but what had happened, this is my perception, is that it was after curfew. And so they were going through neighborhoods and they were literally forcing people to go inside their homes.
Really?
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah. And someone was outside and they're going, get in your house. And she didn't really, I don't think she moved fast enough for them, which is kind of silly. And they shot her with a rubber bullet.
Oh, my God.
They were on their porch.
Right.
Yeah.
They were just on their porch. They were on their property.
That's crazy.
That's horseshit.
Yeah, that was, and you know, usually when those things come out, people are fired pretty quickly or they're investigated. And in this case, were they local police? They looked like.
Is that the LA one where they were shooting from the car? Or is that.
No,
is that
that's another one. That's another one. And that guy.
That's weird.
There's this guy, Jalen something, who said,
Rose?
Shut up, bitch. To what happened was there's a line of police and they're blocking protesters from going somewhere, and the protesters are just yelling indiscriminately at them. Oh, you love this. You're having such a great time, you know, and just a lot of taunts. And so this guy, I think it was a little later in the video, says, shut up, bitch. And honestly, if I didn't know he said it, I would not have known it was him. But someone, probably maybe one of his fellow cops, said he was out of control and that he had done a couple
stupid
other
bitch.
That he had done a couple other stupid things, and I think he was fired already.
Wow!
But he sounded like a real pain in the ass.
On behalf of all Caucasians, I apologize for the Caucasian race.
But I didn't, you know, Halsey. This is first-hand information for Halsey. I didn't realize people were losing fingers and eyes on that large a basis. If she's attended to that many, then there's got to be millions more.
I don't want anyone to die, but what if someone died in her care? It probably would help her. Actually, it wouldn't hurt her. It would probably help her.
Well, since she thinks she's filling in for doctors and nurses, I'm not sure that's okay. Anyway, she says, "I've been covered in innocent blood." I guess her photographer didn't catch that part. Halsey, who claimed on Sunday that she was shot, gassed, and antagonized, opened up about her biracial roots and how they've affected her in
Wait.
Oh, Halsey's biracial? I didn't know that either. Yeah.
What's the other race?
In light, I don't know. My father's a black man.
Really?
My mother's an EMT. I assume she's a white EMT. I don't think EMT's a race.
nice identifying your dad by the color of his skin and your mom by her occupation.
This week I had to put those two associations together in ways that have horrified me. This is not a virtue signaling post.
Where do people get these buzzwords?
Oh, my God.
Oh, there's her dad.
Yeah.
But I have to show you what I'm witnessing with my own eyes. The Without Me songsters also implored those sitting in the comfort of their homes to open their eyes. Yeah. Maybe it's just me, but is anyone getting tired of people trying to educate them or telling them what they should be thinking or telling them what
telling
they don't
who.
Think? Or,
telling who how to think.
Well,
I'm sorry.
It seems like, you know, if you have your TV on long enough, somebody will be telling you that you don't understand and you need to, like Jimmy Fallon, saying that you should get educated and, you know, you've got to look in the mirror. And
there's the generation coming up.
You don't know.
The generation coming up loves lectures, so.
They do. and also, I've noticed a lot of people on TV who are, what's the word? I want to say white-splaining because it sounds good, but they're saying that white people think. And I kind of find myself going, you know, people don't like it when people say that about other races. And I feel, and when I hear it, if I hear it once, usually I'll go, yeah, that's true. but when you hear it a lot of times, I start feeling like, wait a second, this is getting a little silly. Nobody knows what I think. Nobody knows what everyone thinks. And we're not all, we don't all hold hands together and have meetings as far as like white people behavior.
No, you don't.
Did I miss a meeting?
Yeah, you missed the white people meeting.
No, it's funny because, you know, when we're talking about the profiling of police, which is what's happening this week, people are angry at police. And so, you know, a lot of people want to take it out on the police that are out there, which isn't fair. But that's kind of what a lot of people are complaining about is profiling, stereotyping, you know, based on the color of your skin. And profiling by occupation is a different thing entirely. Those people can take their uniform off and go home. But I don't know. It's the whole thing is just, honestly, I feel like I feel bad after I watch a certain amount of coverage of this. I just feel bad. I feel bad for everyone.
Everyone, yeah.
I feel bad for, obviously, the people who feel they're being discriminated against, the family of George Floyd. I wanted it almost, yeah. I don't think I was going to cry like Ashton Kutcher, but I was really bumming out hearing his wife, you know, and George Floyd, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. He's had some problems. He's not been the easiest guy probably to be married to, but his wife sounded to me like she just, you know, she's crushed. She's absolutely crushed as people are. Even when, you know, relationships are complicated. People are complicated. But she loved her man, and her daughter was absolutely crushed. And her son, his son, spoke today when the attorney for George Floyd had an event at the death site. And I tell you, if you watch enough of this, you can really get, I mean, I can really get bummed out because I feel bad for all of this. Then I feel bad for the cops. You know, the thing about the cops that, you know, we know there's bad cops. We're seeing more bad cops. This week we're seeing bad cops. In fact, I've said it a couple times. Part of me is worried that some cop is going to do something really stupid, and it's going to be on videotape because everything's on videotape. I mean, not that I want them to get away with it, but it's going to become the next kind of flashpoint, and it's going to really suck.
Well, they're already trying to do that. I mean, if you go online, especially in the social media, especially on Twitter, and you look at the media, it's just kind of an exchange of here's really bad rioter videos, riot porn, as Mark put it, and then here is police brutality videos during the protests. And so they're kind of trading videos back and forth.
Oh, there's another one. Does anyone know? Maybe you can tell me, Brandon. There's a video of a cop who is pulling down a mask and macing a guy in the face.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I saw that one.
Is that guy been fired yet? Please tell me he's fired.
So, according to the video, I haven't seen any story on it, where it was or anything. But if you look at the video, it's several protesters who are on a highway. I don't know what highway it is, but the other side, cars are flying. I'm talking like 70, 80, 90 miles an hour. So, obviously, somehow in this protest, they're blocking traffic of some kind. And then you see the police officer approach, I think, three or four protesters who are kneeling on the ground,
and then just spraying them in the face. And one of them, yes, had a gas mask, rips the gas mask off to spray them. One would say that's unacceptable. But with a lot of these videos, we don't know what happened 5 minutes, 10 minutes,
well,
you know, prior.
I can't imagine what pulling down someone's mask to spray mace in their face. I can't quite fathom what it is that we don't know that makes that okay.
Yep.
But what I do know is that these cops who are working and you know, I'm getting shit from some people saying, "Oh, you care about the cops? The cops do all the good things and the protesters do all the bad things." No, I'm not saying that at all. But the cops are the people who are under fire. And, you know, when you're out there that many nights in a row and you're pushing back against this force, which is really strong and really powerful, and the whole problem is that you suck and you have people yelling at you and throwing shit at you, you know, there's a lot of pressure. And that doesn't excuse somebody to pull someone's mask down and mace them in the face or to shoot a rubber bullet at somebody on their porch. I mean, I don't know. I'm kind of shocked by that, actually. I'm like, Do these guys watch the news? Do these guys know what this is about?
Well, you heard the...
Did they see George Floyd die?
You heard, and it doesn't help the situation. New York police, you know, police scanners, purchasing of police scanners or downloading of scanning apps are way up.
Oh, great. The past weekend. So we can hear their private conversations.
Well, I heard the public entity, so yeah, New York had an issue where they were like, "Well, just run them over," and now Chicago has
the gang members are shooting each other, and the guy says, "Oh, let them go at it," which I have a feeling a lot of people would probably say, if gang members are shooting each other, you're only in the middle of that.
If that's what was happening.
Well, two people reported to the guy. And they seemed to be suggesting that he would do something about it, but two cops respond. One says, "Oh, let it be." And the guy says, let it happen," or whatever he says. So, yeah. For the pay grade that being a policeman is, it's hard to believe it's worth it for this many people. I mean, honestly, because now, granted, the fuck-ups were not just garden variety fuck-ups, the ones that get the most attention. But, I mean, the margin for error just gets smaller and smaller with each incident
Remember, though, Minneapolis has had some issues in the past.
They've had bad training.
They've had bias training in Minneapolis. They honestly made it sound today. I saw two stories on this. It made it sound like Minneapolis is a very progressive city, and they do train their officers and
David Grossman. You should check that guy out. David Grossman is a guy who wrote a plan called Killology, and a lot of Minneapolis police were trained. The guy who shot Philandro
Castile
was trained by this guy.
And then you had the white Australian lady shot in the alley.
Yeah. But those, you know, I don't think the white Australian lady has anything to do with racism. I think that's just bad.
Well, that's the point, though. It's bad police training.
Well, I think, but the complaint, the protesters are complaining about institutional racism and leading to bad policing. When the guy shot the white lady, obviously he wasn't a racist. Well, I don't know. Who knows why people do shit like that? Or I can't read their mind. But, I mean, I think the lady, I hate to say this, but the lady shot in the alley did not get nearly the attention of the full, what's
she
your
name?
She
got her own 48 hours. What are you talking about? She was on 48 hours.
The Castile story was a very big story. This story
and
is
that
a
one
huge
was
story.
Shit.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
That guy got off, didn't he?
Yeah, and actually, and originally when that happened, I really didn't understand I really had no idea what happened. It's like, wow, it seems like he just walked up and shot through the window. Mm-hmm. And I think in the end, the defense was that, did Castile have a gun in the car? And he told him he had a gun in the car.
He told him he did.
Yeah. But then I think he thought he was reaching for it, or that's what he said.
Yeah.
Who was the cop that did that?
Some Asian guy, so... the other problem with that is that he was profiled because he looked like another guy that they were looking for.
I'm going to ask a dumb question. Is the Asian guy shooting Castile, is that racism too, or is that bad policing? Because he's Asian, he's a minority.
Well, I think it's institutionalized racism. Hey, Dan.
I want to say this. I remember when there was a black on black police shooting on a guy, and I think somebody said something effect that, well, this would not be qualified as racism. Of course, the answer was no. This black cop learned all this institutional racism being in the police department, so therefore it is racism. It's like, but you got two black people. I don't really buy into that. I think it's very easy to expand on this, but when the person is black and the other person is black, I don't know. That's very difficult for me.
Dan on Facebook wanted to know what Jim Fouts has to say about all this. Did you see Fouts? Fouts was out marching yesterday.
Oh, I can't wait.
Oh, Fouts, did he march with the protesters?
He did.
Oh,
Warren.
That's good.
Yeah. And, I mean, I got to tell you, for as much as we, you know, for some of the things he's done, well, he handled that pretty well yesterday.
Can I just say this up front, that I believe Jim Fouts marching with people is him trying to weasel some good attention.
Maybe.
To suggest that he cares. And I don't believe it. Based on what I've heard, I'm not buying it. And that's, you know, honestly, that's the part of this that I fucking hate, is when I see a post from someone, you know, like this Leah Michelle, who, oh, my God, look, she cares about the protesters. And you know, at face value, of course, I don't follow her, but I forgot how many it was, a million people or something. It's a lot of people. You know, and they basically respond, you're a complete fucking cunt, and don't give me this shit, and fuck you. And I do kind of, I sort of feel the same way, like, oh, this fucking cunt is trying to glom on to the I care, and she treats people like shit.
Yeah.
So
well, did you see, go ahead.
No, what were you going to say?
Well, I mean, did you guys see the video of Fouts then? Did you see
No,
the
I didn't. But no. I'm sorry. I'm just too cynical to believe that he suddenly cares.
Me too. But did he fight somebody? I'm excited to see that.
No, I mean, right. Some of the marchers, you know, got in his face and he's like, no, the police will protect us. I don't know. I just read the story. Go ahead and play the video.
All right, I'll play.
There's Chief Dwyer with him. I got to tell you, Fauci really knows how to handle the media, though.
No, Fauci's a genius. Plus, he pulls the babes.
Yeah. Great audio.
Hold on a minute.
Fuck that shit.
Screw it. I'll jump ahead to the
Can
good
Can you turn
stuff.
It down, so Brandon?
I'm sorry?
Can you turn it down, please, so I can completely not hear it?
Yeah, he could. Well, anyway, the bottom line is we're here to remain unified. We're here not to be divided by outside forces. We're here to support the right to peacefully protest. And that's what I'm here for, not to fight.
Fuck that shit.
What about when you told me I shouldn't be gay?
Oh, come on. Now you're playing the gay card. Come on. It's not like that.
The what card?
What happened? What did he say?
The what card?
What?
Okay, so the entire video, he's sparring with this. I don't know if it's a. I think it's somebody who's run for city council in Warren in the past and maybe didn't win or something like that. I was going to play the whole thing, but you guys said the audio sucks, so I skipped to the good part. But anyway, he goes back and forth with this guy, this young kid, and ultimately the kid accuses Jim Fouts of, you know, telling him he shouldn't be gay in the past. And then one of Fouts' supporters said, don't play the gay card.
Wait, can everybody stay on the same page?
Get in one lane.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Is there
more
money
on the tape?
Come on, it's not like that. Don't do that.
Outside forces, we're here to support the right to peacefully protest. That's what I'm here for, not to fight, not to argue, not to...
What about when you told me I shouldn't be gay?
Don't do that.
Fucking shit.
For the things that he said and done on record, well, in front of me, and the things I've heard from his administration, and it needs to be said, because he gets too many scapegoats,
to
because
the
people in the city don't pay attention.
I go every other Tuesday
to what their mayor has said and done in the past, his record history. And it's great that he's got a laptop
for
a
can't really hear that dude. Yeah,
you can do it by Adobe software.
Yes, this is one of those things where I'm almost embarrassed that he's there acting like he cares.
Yeah.
It's very hard for me to stomach that. And it reminds me of yesterday it was announced that Joe Biden was going to the George Floyd funeral.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, because this is what my brain does. Like, as this thing goes on, I start thinking, boy, if this keeps going and going and going, I just feel like something else terrible is going to happen. You know, somebody's going to shoot up, you know, a street full of people, or somebody's going to, you know, drive over 50 protesters or 50 cops, or it just, I don't know, it just has that element, that edgy element where it seems like something horrible could happen. So when I heard that Joe Biden was going to the funeral, I thought, oh, the funeral. Does that mean that Trump goes to the funeral? And if Trump goes to the funeral, does Trump do something at the funeral that just makes everyone all bummed out?
Yeah, and then, come on, he's not going to be invited.
I don't think so.
I think the family's going to invite
him. But if he doesn't go, then it's almost worse, isn't it?
Well, if he's invited, he'll just say he wasn't invited. And I don't think they would invite him.
No.
Don't you think?
I would think someone from the government would go. Somebody from the United States, either him or Pence or. Yeah. But by him not going, it sends another message.
Yeah, but no. Like I said, one side will say he wasn't invited, and the other side will say he didn't come.
Well, see, that to me is a potential. I didn't even know he wasn't invited. I had no idea.
Ryan on Facebook Live said Biden should double down on it and say that he even knew Floyd and they used to barbecue together. Another whopper.
So George Floyd died. How many days ago would that be now? 9 or 10 days ago.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm just curious. Like, do you think that maybe a speedy funeral, or now that these other three cops have been charged and Derek Chauvin has had his charge upgraded to second degree murder instead of third degree murder, do you think that we're expecting to see less protests and riots going forward?
I don't think that changes the protests.
I don't think so either. I think it was kind of, it's starting to calm down anyway, and the curfews are earlier. But the thing about it is they charged Chauvin quickly. That was a fast.
Very fast.
And they've changed the charge.
It's the fastest in history. They've
upgraded to second degree. And now the three other officers are charged with aiding and abetting.
Yep.
Now, this is nothing. I got to stop worrying. I got to chill out. This is nothing. Honestly, when this came up today, I thought, oh, boy. So do they try the three guys together?
It's a good question.
Because I got to tell you, that's not an easy one to win.
Well, the one, was it the Asian guy that was in crowd control? He probably has the best case, although.
Well, I think.
I mean, the other two were kneeling.
If you get good attorneys for those three guys, they will make it. They will make it as hard as they can. And I don't know if you've got, you know, if it's a Minneapolis jury, maybe they'll just say, fuck you, you're guilty.
The problem is he's doing a maneuver that is, you know, allegedly outlawed by that police department. The kneeling.
Chauvin is. I'm not worried about Chauvin. I think they'll find Chauvin guilty.
The other two were kneeling on him as well.
Were they kneeling on his neck?
Which is why it's aiding and abetting.
On his back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All I can say is wait till the defense attorney gets a hold of those three guys and those three cases, those three cases. And I would think somebody would put up a good defense against that one. Not an easy case. Plus, he's got – okay, now don't take this as I'm dumping on George Floyd, but he had fentanyl in his system. He had meth in his system, and he had a heart issue. And he said he didn't feel good. Now, that doesn't
mean that you still kneel on his neck.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just telling you what a defense attorney is going to do. Yeah, they're going to bring up all those things, and they're going to say, this is not as simple as everyone would have you believe. And
they'll probably, because I was talking to someone, and they said they'll probably say that they misinterpreted his cause for it. Because the word
out
there is
that they'll find an expert. They will pay an expert to come in and say, no, fuck no. He didn't die of asphyxiation. In fact, that's what the initial autopsy said.
Yeah, but the thing is, you know, that he collapsed when he got out of the car.
Yeah.
Like, we do know that. So they'll just say they misinterpreted his medical issue and his cries for help.
Well, the 911 call said he was drunk.
As fighting against the police. That being said, though, I don't know in what world, though, you still kneel on a guy right now.
Well, I don't think Chauvin, that's not the one I'm talking about. I'm talking about the three other guys. I don't think those cases are easy.
they're not, but they, it is the whole situation of they're all complicit because they're together. I mean, that's just how how it goes. Even if you're holding back a crowd, if you're doing crowd control, and this is just according to the person I talked to, if he's holding back crowd control, that could be seen as stopping somebody who could have helped him.
Well, that's bullshit because that's not why they hold crowds back.
No, but you're just talking about prosecutors.
But I'm talking about defense attorneys, and believe me, I don't usually root for and I'm not rooting for defense attorneys. But I'm just telling you, if they get good attorneys, they will bring out all of the other aspects of it, and quite often these cases don't go the way everybody thinks they're going to go. That's why I said I was worried about it. I'm not trying to campaign for them.
But to what end? Because if this case doesn't go the way we think it or should go, and they end up getting out?
Yeah, that's a big problem. That's a big fucking problem.
What's going to happen to them?
There's going
to
be a lot of people very, very angry. When I think about this situation, as you know, it's been going on for days now. I think the justice part is possibly more upsetting to people than what originally happened to them. And that I don't mean that them not getting found guilty is worse than someone dying, but it's, you know, you go through the whole thing of, oh, my God, this guy died. Did this guy officer contribute to it? It appears he did. And then the jury says, nope. And that's, I think, a lot of times when the Rodney King thing exploded in Los Angeles was the not guilty verdicts. It wasn't the beating of Rodney King. It was the not guilty verdicts, which they fixed.
Yep. But those guys will never be able to walk free in the light of day again.
No. They will, because everyone won't remember all their faces necessarily. I mean, they're done.
The other three's names.
No, I don't either. They're done as far as any jobs or anything like that, unless they change their identities. I mean, that's the thing today. When you fuck up today, you're just done. Your life's over. And Chauvin, I mean, he's completely fucked. I don't know what I would do.
I'm just saying.
I think I would hang myself.
Do you remember the guys who attacked Ahmaud Arbery, though? I mean, those guys?
Yeah. Are they gonna be able to? Well, they're not police, though.
Oh, no, I know, but their faces are...
I'll remember one of their faces.
Yeah, Brandon, he looks like Brandon.
All right. I know where this is
if
going.
If Brandon gained 10 pounds, he'd look a lot like that guy. They're doppelgangers.
10 pounds. I've already gained 20 since quarantine. I'm huge.
Well, then you only need 10 more. You're almost there.
Let me mention our friends at DealsInAD.com and all four Zot dealerships are excited to see customers again. Jim Bentley's back in action. He's moving some wheels, too. They're moving lots of wheels.
All right.
Because they got the, lease payments well below $200 a month, 84-month loans with 0% interest, and some people, if it's the right situation, get no payments for up to 6 months.
Cool.
So they're busy, busy, busy at all the Zot locations, Zot Ford, Zot Toyota, Zot Chrysler Jeep, Zot Dodge Ram. If you go to any of the other ones besides Zot Ford, please let them know where you heard about it, and feel free to do that. So all you have to do is come by Zot Ford and ask for whatever it is you want. Wait a second. I'm sorry. I've been leaving this out of the commercial. They want to thank the first responders and frontline workers at Zot Ford and Holly, and they're offering free works package on your current Ford car, truck, or SUV. All frontline workers get a free oil change, tire rotation, and safety inspection. All you have to do is come out to Zot Ford and say, give me the works, and your next oil change is on the house. Keep in mind, all showroom visits are by appointment only. 248-215-5151. Call Anthony. 248-215-5151. And be sure to tell me you heard about the show. And then order your Death Wish coffee. Go to deathwishcoffee.com/Drew and use code Drew15 at checkout to receive your 15% off your entire order. We ask so much of the audience. But boy, they've responded to Death Wish Coffee. People love Death Wish Coffee. deathwishcoffee.com/Drew. Promo code Drew15. Get 15% off. And anything on the Hall Financial Hotline today?
God, no. Nothing. There's really nothing. I do want to talk about the girl who... you know, the Instagram picture where she's helping board up.
Oh, with the drill?
Yeah, that girl. We talked about her before, and she said, thank you, guys. God bless you, BLM.
BLM! I know, that was the most flippant use of BLM we will ever hear.
You think? So it's been, she's been totally
It was
doxed.
Weird. Wasn't she saying goodbye by saying BLM? Maybe people start answering the phones. BLM!
Great idea. Put that on your list.
Instead of the Melrose hang up, it'll be the BLM hang up. Okay, sounds good. BLM.
So she's been thoroughly doxxed, and apparently she wrote for something called the Washington Examiner and a couple other.
Oh, she's a reporter for the Washington Examiner?
Billboard. But she's very young. Yeah. But I just want to bring up my favorite part of what she's ever written. She also wrote for Spoon University, whatever that is. Her most recent article, 6 Things to Do with That Avocado in Your Dorm Room.
Spoon!
Great, great work. By the way, nice.
What the fuck is that? That's a story?
To her boyfriend, you are such a tool.
Oh. Will you take me around to a site so I can put some BLM stuff on my Instagram page?
Do you know the term Instagram boyfriend?
Yeah, well, yeah. Now I do because there's a lot of pictures of guys taking pictures of it. It's like, oh, my God.
Brandon, Google Instagram boyfriend so Drew can see it on the big screen. Just some pictures of Instagram boyfriends. It's great.
Wouldn't for a guy or a girl being with an Instagram influencer, wouldn't that be, I mean, I would rather die.
Oh, my God, yeah. To stop everything you're doing every once in a while to take 15 pictures.
All the time.
Yeah, no.
Hey, The Atlantic actually has a whole write-up on it called The Art of Being an Instagram Husband.
Oh,
let's
what
check
did
out
I say?
Photos.
Look at these dudes hanging, like young guys hanging off a boat.
You know what I love are the pictures. There's one guy, for example, his wife is lying down, puffing her chest out. She's got her legs spread.
Yeah.
He's taking a picture and he's like, make everybody think they want to fuck me real good, okay?
Everybody's
going to fuck you when you see this.
Mark Consuelos, the patron saint of Instagram husbands.
There'll be no room for my dick after all these guys see this picture. Yeah.
God. It is really funny, though. They're in these provocative shots.
What the fuck?
It works for him, though, because everybody's like, and you really get to fuck her. So.
That thing with... I thought that was so weird. I kept seeing Emily Ratajkowski, look at her cleavage today as she's wearing blah, blah, blah. Emily Ratajkowski out here with a low-cut top and, you know, some...
She's a mother, isn't she?
No. Well, anyway, one day I saw... Emily Ratajkowski shows off her cleavage-bearing blah, 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 you know, with her husband. I was like, she's got a husband?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah, you wouldn't think that he's married to her either, that guy.
Maybe these Instagram husbands need to act more like this guy.
You are provocatively dressed all the time with your fake boobs you feel you have to show off in tight outfits and tight pants so that you see your pussy from behind.
I gotta go with Mel on that one.
There's gotta be a balance between the two somewhere.
If I have to choose, I'm going with Mel.
Oh, insanely stupid.
Those guys just look like the biggest tools. Yeah. Oh, my God. You twinks. They ought to be in Nerf gun fights with that guy in Minneapolis.
Jeez. You're going to get in trouble, Drew, for the use of that word twinks.
Twink?
Because,
why? Yeah, is that a racial? Is that a racist thing?
It is? Wait a second. We call people twinks all the time. And it never meant gay. It meant a wimp.
It's a gay slur. Or it's a type of a gay person.
Twink?
Isn't it? Isn't it like bear? Is bear's not a gay slur? It's just a type of a gay person, isn't it? Like an otter or a seal.
Yeah.
Or a tunnel duck.
I swear to God, I had no idea twink meant offensive.
It's got its own Wikipedia entry. It's just slang for a young man in his late teens and early 20s whose traits may include general physical attractiveness.
I didn't even think of it. Like honestly, I didn't. People were called
youthful
twinks all the time when I was, you know, in high school, which is a million years ago. But honestly, I never knew the word even evolved. What do you say?
Repeat
that
it.
That wasn't me. I didn't say it. That was me. I'm sorry.
Oh, it was Trudy.
What did she say?
I called you a boomer because I know what you're saying because I also have the same experience.
Oh, nice backtrack.
Okay, boomer.
Well, I mean, when you're accused of using some horrific gay slur and you have no idea. Honestly, I feel like we ought to be updated. I'm somebody that actually sees watch a lot
fucking
of stuff.
Shit.
If a word is something horrific to call someone, and we do have to be updated on this because terms that were usually okay become not okay. And I had no idea.
It could be a twink, a bear, an otter, a circuit queen, a chub, a pup, a gibster, daddy chaser, a leatherman, a lady boy. You could be a Donald Duck, which is a gay guy who got kicked out of the Navy.
When I saw that guy, I had no feelings as to whether he was gay or not. I just knew that he was a twink.
Yeah.
Based on... Yeah. Previous experience.
If he was gay, he would be a twink too.
Yeah.
And if he isn't gay, he's still a twink.
If he's gay.
No, it's different kinds of twinks.
Hall Financial wants you to know that if you haven't refinanced in the last year, they are here to help. Now's a good time to lower your monthly payment. Well, anytime's a good time to lower your monthly payment. And keep some extra money in your pocket as we go through these turbulent times. And by refinancing, you can skip up to two payments. So why not save some money or cut your term with Hall Financial?
Yep. That's what I want to do. I want to cut my term.
Click on the our webpage, click the link, fill out the online form, and they will get back to you pronto. Or go to davidhallmortgage.com/Drew and Mike and contact them that way. Or call 248-308-5000. Maybe you want to get liquidity out of your house because maybe you're worried about employment in the future. I don't know. Maybe something's happened to your job or who knows. Anyway, Hall Financial, lower payments, better options, more personal attention. 248-308-5000.
Are you guys getting emails now from companies responding to the protests? Because remember when COVID-19 happened?
Oh, God, yeah.
You got all these emails like how they're handling COVID-19. And now I'm getting how we feel about the protests. And the new one is DoorDash. It's like, what?
I tell you, I'm really – that's what – I hate all the bandwagon stuff.
Well,
because
I don't
know it's not real. It's like,
hear from a
why didn't you do this before?
Yeah, I don't want to hear from a corporation anyway.
I don't either.
I don't want to hear from Nike.
But, you know, they had nine of the biggest – people running businesses in Detroit. Mary Barra was there, and I'm not knocking Mary Barra or anybody else or Bill Ford, but you know they were there to talk about ways they want to stamp out racism, or that all of them together have planned to not be racist, I guess, and they had a 4-point plan to do something about it, and so you know that's great, but they could have done it 6 months ago.
Yeah.
They could have done it 2 years ago. They could have done it 5 years ago. But it's...
They could have done it when the nation was founded.
That doesn't mean that they don't mean it or that... But it's not like this...
You know who should be blamed? George Washington. George Washington could have done it.
But George Washington didn't do shit. He could suck my fucking dick. I fucking hate that faggot.
Oh, man.
Do you know how long I've been waiting to find a way to fit that drop in?
God. There's been so many shows where Mark said, well, George Washington didn't come up today.
I couldn't figure a way to get it out.
But
boy, that was skillful.
That's not the most usable drop, I would have to agree.
But George Washington didn't do shit. He could suck my fucking dick. I fucking hate that faggot.
What?
Gosh.
What's that from?
He's bound and down.
That's Stevie.
Stevie is just manager George.
Doing?
What?
What is he doing now? Is he in anything? I haven't seen him in so long.
Well, he was in Vice Principals for a smaller role. He needs more. The character's so great.
But it's not just companies. It's, you know, it's. I saw an article today where people were coming down hard on Detroit sports teams for not having a statement and.
So do they want a statement?
You know,
what does that do?
But what sports teams have and haven't spoke out yet. So companies are kind of being pressured you have to make a statement about it.
They are being pressured. And then when someone like Lea Michele says something, it doesn't mean it. Then they go, oh, you bitch.
Yeah.
You're fucking canceled, whore.
Yeah, but she was canceled, like I said, for the way she treated that person.
Yeah, but what does that have to do with her saying that she supports the protesters? Nothing.
Is Vic Fangio wrong now? The Broncos coach.
Okay, we can go down that list too, I guess. The list of the newly canceled, which would include Vic Fangio, who says there's no racism in pro football, and you know this is a weird one because I think I know what he's trying to say. It's sort of like when people say all lives matter. I think I know what they're trying to say, but it's just don't say that.
It bothers
people and.
Do you want to hear the audio?
It really upsets Ashton Kutcher, and Ashton Kutcher will explain to you why you shouldn't say it, too.
And then I'll fake cry.
But I love how people get...
Our problems in the NFL along those lines are minimal. We're a league of meritocracy. You earn what you get. You get what you earn. I don't see racism... at all in the NFL. I don't see discrimination in the NFL. You know, we live in a great atmosphere, like I alluded to earlier. We're lucky. We all live together, joined as one for one common goal, and we all intermingle and mix tremendously. You know, if the society reflected an NFL team, we'd all be great.
Denver sucks ass.
Now, isn't he saying, from his perspective, as a head coach?
Yeah, he's saying the players, I don't treat the players any differently. Whoever's the best player plays. And that's why sports is a great equalizer, because coaches don't give a fuck what you look like. They don't care what the color of your skin is. I think you see those cases where someone like Tom Brady comes along and goes, oh, it's a white guy who's really all-American, and that's a great guy to promote.
Well, the backlash about it is, you know, there's only 4 minority head coaches. There's only 2 minority owners. There's, you know, the Rooney rule, and now they have this draft rule they want to impose. And so it's more from an administrative standpoint, and that's, you know, that's Vic Fangio's problem for saying that the NFL is, you know, he's saying it from the whole.
You know, I wish, I would love to see someone
from his perspective
explain why are there not more black coaches? Because that just doesn't make any sense to me. It's ridiculous. There's too many good black players to say that there can't be at least half. I mean, at least half. I would think it'd be more than half, because the team is primarily black. So I don't get that, and obviously,
how many coaches are like former players that are stars? You know,
well, stars don't usually make great coaches, to be honest.
Well, there aren't that many. They're playing too long.
Well, they can get jobs as coaches,
like Harbaugh.
Well, I mean, stars, I don't think typically want to be head coaches. They're stars. They made tons of money. They probably have endorsements. Yeah. They, you know, I don't know.
Sure, when they're done playing.
They go into other things. Coaching is not a glamorous job. It's a very hard job. A lot of pressure. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of work, too. I mean, the work is insane.
A lot of dues.
So I don't really know how to explain that. But Vic Fangio, something tells me he was probably just asked off the top of his head, and he probably just thought about his team, and he's like, there's no racism. And honestly, I think when it comes to who plays and who doesn't play, I bet you'd find most people would agree with him in the NFL. But as far as the administrative level or the head coaches or the offensive coordinators, defensive coordinators, I don't know how anybody can explain that. I really don't. I mean, that seems very strange to me.
A lot of the players are pretty pissed about it.
The players are pissed?
Other players, not his
because
own.
Because of coaches?
Not his own. Yeah, because the administrative issue. And, you know, Kaepernick.
Oh, Colin has checked in?
Yeah. No, no, no. The Kaepernick issue with the NFL. People seeing him as being blacklisted for being black. And for his comments.
Oh, I think it's very complicated. I don't think Colin Kaepernick has helped his case. Obviously, a lot of people were on his side and felt like he was being cheated so badly. But as time has gone on, I swear he's done some things where I've just said, I don't know why anybody would want that. I don't know why anybody would think it was worth it. Unless you thought he was going to take you to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But he's kind of a wild card. And, he donated money to the bailing project, yeah. Whatever that is.
Yeah.
And today... Actually, Trudy, do you have Dr. Roche's stuff?
I do. Yeah, as a matter of fact.
Can you handle that for a second? Because I want to get into something. We teased something earlier. What did we not do yet? We did Ashton Kutcher.
Chet Hanks.
Hey, we got to come back with Chet Hanks. That's important. Oh, so take it away, man. Trudy.
Yeah. Hey, maybe we don't feel so hot after being cooped up for so long, but Dr. Roche's office is up for the challenge of tightening you up with Evolve Body Contouring. It's the newest non-invasive non-surgical tightening, skin toning, muscle trimming, fats, and cellulite dissipation. At www.droche.com, you can check that out and just see what Evolve is all about. It sounds like what I need to do, you know, like for 24 hours once we're out from under lockdown. They also have a summer saline breast implant special, $3,500, and a summer diva special, 3 treatments for $3,850 regularly, $4,500 plus free G-shot and individual diva treatments for $1,500. So they're getting it back open and operating from all those consultations that they took by Zoom sessions and by telephone. And now there are a lot of people who really want to get in there and have Dr. Roche hotten them up. Oh, and you can also glob up too. Heard Drew talking about globbing up. Well, part of that is the bioidentical hormones like testosterone and estrogen, stuff that gets really low in our bodies when we get under stress and we get older, and HGH, It helps you feel younger, takes care of some of those creaky spots, helps your sex drive, hair, etc., grow. And so, yeah, all that at the office, Dr. Gregory Roche, DrRoche.com or 248-338-1110 for a consultation.
Hey, if you're a man facing divorce, you need ADAM, the American Divorce Association for Men.
Yeah.
With ADAM, you can get divorced without losing your house or your kids. And during this pandemic and everybody being stuck at home, ADAM is still offering the 10% discount to health workers because they know men working the front line need to get divorced too. Call ADAM.
Why don't you just file for divorce?
Call ADAM at 248-356-2326. That's 248-356-ADAM. There was a celebrity
divorce.
A celebrity divorce today, or at least an announcement. Sounds like it had been going on for a while. Sean Hannity. I don't know.
What?
It's just very random. It's a name. But it sounds like he had been separated from his wife for a while.
I
hope he used ADAM.
He
would have a lot of money to lose if he didn't use ADAM.
My ex-wife is destroying my name.
That dude's worth a lot of money, too.
He's worth a shitload of money. So is Bill O'Reilly. And there's a story that, remember, does everybody remember Bill O'Reilly?
He's back.
Is that a new show?
What is it? What is this network?
Know.
It's called The First is the name of the network, which, you know, what a time to be joining a network when everybody's cutting their cable cords to get rid of all the bullshit networks they don't want. So yeah,
I've never heard of it.
Why wouldn't he just keep doing it on YouTube or, I don't know.
Money. Somebody offered him something.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, I suppose. But still, it just doesn't.
Podcast numbers were probably low and he wanted to get back in the. I mean, before he went down, he had some viewers, man. He was the number one rated cable news show.
Yeah.
Number
no,
one,
he was
above
he was
everybody.
Huge. He treated people like shit, but he was, you know, doing really well.
But I've never heard of the OTT network.
Yeah, and it's is that the name of the network? I don't know. There's so
many
questions.
Say it into the remote control and see if it pops up.
I did,
up.
And it didn't pop up. So another two people looking for a job are the Kimberly and Beck Show.
Oh, I heard about that.
Wait,
by
do
the
you
way.
Know them, Trudy?
Play the audio.
I'm pulling it up.
It's oh boy,
I heard about that this morning.
Yeah, this is.
Oh, that's right, because they're an iHeart station. Was that a big thing going around? I mean, I guess gets credit for blowing them out.
Yeah.
But they had a racial comment.
You know, I heard from Carl from Who Are These Podcasts?
Carl.
And Carl is in Rochester, so Carl knew all about it. In fact, let's see.
Now, for context, what they're talking about is, I think a lot of people have seen the video of the woman trying to get looters to not go into, I want to say it was a jewelry store in Rochester, and the guy had the giant 2x4 and whacked her over the head, and they beat her up, pretty much.
Nice.
So here's the conversation that followed, which when I'm looking for strong takes, I'm definitely looking for Kimberly from Kimberly and Beck.
You can hear it. Fourth man also confirmed it. You know, she called him the N-word. That's when they really went after
her. Okay, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Were they acting N-wordish?
Oh.
There's your question.
They were acting thuggerly, like, I think. They're
were they
thugs.
Acting N-wordly?
Yeah. And by the way,
you can't say that. What are you doing? No, were they acting that way?
No, you can't say that.
Hey, if that would have been...
Also, stop saying thugs. That's part of the problem.
No, it's not. They're thugs. They're thugs. If you look like a thug and if you act like a thug and you got 3-on-1 and beating up a white woman with a 2x4, by God, you're a thug.
And by the way, there are people in the black community would say they are acting N-wordly.
But they can say that. You can't say that.
It's double standard. I was going to say
it
if
doesn't
that
matter.
And I don't appreciate the double standard.
Well, it doesn't. Who cares?
If she had been a black woman, the N-word wouldn't have been that big a deal. They'd have walked away. But a white woman called three black guys the N-word.
Can't say it.
They were acting that way.
You don't understand the meaning of
no,
that.
Well,
we understand.
I
understand
you don't. The meaning very
I'm
well.
Telling you.
I understand the meaning very well.
I'm going to apologize. Anybody offended by that right now? I'm just
no one's
right
offended.
I'm going to apologize for that.
So Kimberly thinks it's okay if you feel like someone is acting that way to throw the N-word out at them. Basically what she's saying.
Okay, so this woman, it was her store? Is that what
you know what? I don't know. I mean, you've seen the video, right?
I have not seen the video.
Oh, it's horrific, and it's one of the bigger protest riot porn videos out there. But she's kind of getting them to go out, and they start walking away. There's a couple different videos. One is the better one, I think, Brandon, if you can find, is the security cam from her side. And they are walking away, so it does seem like she said something to him, and then they turned around and came back and started wailing on her. It's Rochester.
Was she injured?
I don't know how injured she was.
Really? Let me see the video. I have not seen the video.
It's definitely the perfect
one of the
story
most violent scenes
for
last
Kimberly and Beck to cover,
because
it's in their
Avenue
area.
In Rochester, as Jenny Ryan reports, a woman was brutally beaten by an angry mob.
Who's that guy?
There was a woman that was out there. Shit. She was trying to talk to people, and all of a sudden they just started beating her up. Is there a puncher in the face?
Joe Painter witnessed it all. He says the beating began when the
female victim approached
the group, looting a nearby store. Her husband tried to fend them off with a golf club he grabbed from inside Rochester fire equipment, but he was no match for this angry mob.
Shit.
I'm in the military. I'm in the Navy. I've been to Afghanistan, and I've seen some crazy stuff, but this is definitely one of the most disturbing things I've ever seen.
Painter, still shaken by what he witnessed, now was wondering what happened to the woman. Clearly, in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Sorry.
Wait, are you telling me that because she called them the N-word, that what happened is deemed as being sort of kind of okay?
Well, I think that was the discussion that Kimberly and Beck were having.
And that led to her saying N-wordly.
How did they know?
She was saying if they were acting
that way. Is it even in dispute that she said the N-word?
Well, no, I think it is. I mean, it's according to witnesses.
Oh.
That's how that clip started. He said a fourth guy said that. She used the N-word.
Okay.
So, how many people got fired from that show?
That's a good question. Did the guy who was really appalled, is it his show now?
There's one in every morning show, too. The incredulous guy who acts like everything.
Don't I know it?
The hosts say.
What? This is what I hate most about this, is this sort of mob. When one person throws a brick, it's not as big a deal to throw another brick.
So do you want some nuance to it? They've been in trouble plenty of times.
Oh, these guys. No, I'm not defending this morning show at all. I'm not defending her either. I'm just saying I don't think it proves anything by beating the shit out of this woman and her husband.
Of course it doesn't. No, it's inexcusable.
Two
wrongs don't make a right.
So did the husband, was this like a racial slur fest, or just she said it and he got beat up because he's with her?
Nobody knows. I think that's why it was actually probably a good story for Kimberly and Beck. They just handle it very well.
My guess, I can't read her mind. I can't read his mind. I can't read the looter's minds. But sometimes I think people say that, like they say, you're an asshole. They just want to hurt the person because they're mad that they looted the place.
Certainly not a way to de-escalate a situation.
No, it doesn't. No, I would say it's probably not. You'd probably choose asshole to be better. I wouldn't think I'd say asshole to those guys.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be on their side, but why do you jump in the midst of that in the first place? Don't you have insurance? Can't you get out of the way and let...
Well, you know what's weird, Trudy, is that I think old people a lot of times think that they're immune somehow. That because there's this old lady in, I think it's in L.A., and her place was completely demolished. And she said, I thought you said Black Lives Matter. Well, I'm black. Why are you looting my place?
Uh-huh.
And yeah. I guess she was present for it. And I think she was, asking for a break, and nobody gave a fuck. Yeah. And so she was just sort of mocking the whole idea that Black Lives Matter.
There's been a lot of that because there's been, I believe, 5 African-Americans who have died amidst the protests and riots over the last couple of days, including the 77-year-old former police captain who got shot in the head and on Facebook Live. And,
for TV.
His death video was all over the place. It was terrible.
Yeah, because why
he's
is that video
shot
allowed?
In the head and he's not dead yet. And it was just awful.
So why is that video allowed?
Yeah. Hello, Mark Zuckerberg.
I don't know. It's not been on Twitter all day.
It's atrocious.
Well, there was another murder on Facebook.
I guess you're not seeing the murder happen. Is that
no?
Is that,
I don't know
the difference.
But I got to tell you, the hearing that guy and the comments underneath were just,
hey, George Floyd's on
wild.
Camera. And not only is George Floyd all over the internet, it's also on TV, and that's a man dying as you're watching it.
You know, if you think about this,
I haven't seen this video all day, other than on Twitter. That's the only place I've seen it.
Yeah.
Those platforms, though, are raking in the cash from this.
Oh, God,
yeah. Raking it in. And the more that happens, the more they make.
For some reason, that bothers me.
That bothers me, too.
They're rich anyway. Who cares?
Can we get Kimberly from Kimberly and Beck to make a comment on it?
You know what? What's weird, though? I go to the David Dorn, the captain, and I'm watching that, and it's just so painful to see it. And you're thinking, you know, this guy's was a policeman for 38 years. He was a captain. You know, he's got a family. He's got grandkids. His phone is in his hand. It's like his phone just froze around. His hand just froze around his phone, which is probably how I'll die, too.
That's how we're all dying. Good news for you.
But he, because he was a police captain, I guess he knew these people that owned the pawn shop. And they had an alarm there. He was sort of a consultant to them.
Yeah.
And so anytime the alarm went off, he went right to the pawn shop. A 77-year-old guy. He would go right to the pawn shop and see what was going on. So he goes to the pawn shop, and he gets shot in the fucking head. And so anyway, people are commenting on it. And they're saying stuff like, instead of recording it, why don't you call for help? Which kind of made me mad, because how do we know that he didn't call for help? Yeah. How do we know that? I mean, why are people busting this guy's balls? And then this always happens. I don't know if you guys noticed this, but somebody goes, "This happened a month ago." Like, so it doesn't count. Yeah. No, it doesn't count, because it was a month ago.
But there is some misinformation there. People think it's a response to the riot. No, it matters.
I mean, whether it happened a month ago or not, it's horrible. It happened last night, though.
I don't think it lessens the horror of it.
It happened last night. It did not happen a month ago. But I really believe that sometimes people do that just to say, who gives a shit?
To minimalize it, yeah.
And I see that all the time. That was in 2017! And sometimes you'll find that, no, it's not. Mm-hmm. Oh, incorrect correction. But I don't know. I'm not sure why people say that. Like, this person who said it was a month ago could not have seen it a month ago. So what are they trying to say?
It's probably a bot.
It probably is. Anyway, just running down the rest of the...
Well, wait, what did Carl tell you about? I'm still stuck on Kimberly and Beck. What did he tell you about them?
Well, Carl said they have had many problems before. He said that he sent me the video. He said, I'm sure it'll be all over this today. I just want to send it in case you couldn't find it. They were fired this morning. What a dumb shit. So I responded to Carl. I said, holy fuck, Carl. Were they a popular show? I can't wait to hear the mea culpa for this one. And then I wrote, podcast time for this team. Good luck getting advertisers. Yeah. Carl says, they were a popular morning show for years, but were fired for saying similar crap. Then after the dust settled, they were hired by this station as the show after Wheeze. Brother Wheeze?
Yeah, they're a five-hour show.
Now, Brother Wheeze, how old is Brother Wheeze? He's been in Rochester forever on the air. Yeah. And every time I think I'm getting too old for this, I think, well, Brother Wheeze, he's got
to
be
to that point,
be 70.
Somebody on Brother Wheeze's show like called them out on Twitter before they were fired, who works at the same station.
Well, I don't know how they expected for that one to just gloss over.
Here,
Brother Wheeze is 74, by the way.
Mm, okay. Jesus Christ. Give it up.
You know, I don't think I could go to 74 this rate.
This duo, in 2014, they were sued for slander over a former veteran. I'm trying his ear. Sued by slander by a philanthropist, former businessman, who said they went on air at their news station and accused him of being a drug dealer.
Oh, my God. These people are... Oh, Jesus.
They also had to issue a very long and, I don't know, I would say not terribly heartfelt apology, because they were making some comments about transgendered kids. It was a transgendered, looks like a softball team or something, and they had to issue an apology for that.
What demo is this radio station?
Well, top 40?
The team... No, really? Wheeze's album rock. I think it's a classic rock station. Okay. I'm pretty sure it's got to be. Wheeze would not be on a top 40 station, I don't think.
Wheeze!
Anyway, Carl said, no chance they have a successful podcast. And then I asked him, because I was thinking about this, why do you know they're in Rochester? And then I remembered the news anchor that was, or the weather guy or whatever it was, it was fired for bungling Martin Luther King Jr.'s name. And I asked Carl about that, because I thought this guy must have had something else he did wrong, or he got a DUI, or I didn't know what. And Carl said, that weather guy getting fired was astonishing. He had a very simple slip-up, and our shitty mayor called for his firing. What is annoying about it is no one would have heard him make the slip if they hadn't made such a big deal about it. Because they did, everyone heard it. So it can't be that offensive if you post it all over social media while pretending to be outraged. And then he knows somebody who's filled in on the show, and he said that the female on the show is...
She seems like the troublemaker.
Not terribly bright. Paraphrasing.
It is classic rock, by the way.
Makes sense.
It's hard to believe you got a microphone in front of you and think you can say what she said. Yeah, I really stupid. Dope.
And hey, then also in that story, sorry, Trudy, but in the story, in September of 2003, you should ask Carl about this situation if he remembers it. WHAMAM 1180 first suspended and then fired Bob Lounsbery after he alluded to Rochester's black mayor at the time and called the mayor, quote, a monkey and an orangutan.
Wow.
I think the amazing thing is that he was first suspended, then fired.
No, that was not me on the tape. That was a manufactured, engineered tape.
Rochester's crazy.
You can do it by Adobe software.
He's got rabbit ears. you guys were talking about the bricks being delivered.
Yes. Yeah.
I heard a rumor that someone thought that they were going to do that up on Hull Road. Have you heard that story?
I have not.
Mm-mm.
That they're bricks.
I didn't hear that. I just heard that there was a protest or a march on Hall Road this weekend, Saturday.
Supposedly, yeah. Like it's booked. Like, we have the time between noon and
it's a pretty busy road.
You know, the funny thing about social media is that anybody can read it. So I'm sure the police will see that and then go to said bricks and remove them.
Right. Yeah, that's the thing. Don't they just stake out brick piles everywhere and then they'll know who's...
But all the mobilization on the internet, is also being tracked by law enforcement.
How do you track all of that, though? I mean, it's so much.
It's pretty easy.
Watch where bricks are being delivered. That's all. Good BLM. Police work.
The LAPD chief, Michael Moore...
That Michael Moore?
Not that Michael Moore. And not the boxer either. It's a different one. I was surprised to see. I was actually surprised because I was like, Michael Moore, that name doesn't ring a bell as a mayor or as a police chief.
Yeah.
So I looked at him. He's a white guy, which surprised me because I just figured LAPD would have a black chief. Anyway, he says, we didn't have protests last night. We had criminal acts. And this is after the horrible. Actually, LA's had a few really bad nights.
That's what they're known for.
We had criminal acts. We didn't have people mourning the death of this man, George Floyd. We had people capitalizing. His death is on their hands as much as it is on the officers. And, of course, people went apeshit saying that, you can't say that. So, anyway, Eric Garcetti is being pressured to fire Moore, who I think has apologized, I'm pretty sure. But also in L.A., the sheriff's department rolled up on some kids and were actually firing rubber bullets out of the car.
Yeah. Did the kids respond with Nerf guns?
I don't know. They don't want to go to big boy jail, so they probably didn't. LA sheriff's deputies.
No, it looked like a drive-by. The cops rolled up.
It was really, really weird. Really weird. LA sheriff's deputies in Compton were videotaped. This guy was behind a wall. It almost looked like they were looking around like, hey, can we fuck with this guy? And this guy's punching him, and then somebody says something, and all of a sudden, they're not punching him at all anymore. And this is so bad. But you saw the video, Brandon, didn't you?
Yes, of course.
I saw the video, yeah.
The guy that was at the guy's head who threw the big punch, he was black, wasn't he? I could not tell the race of the other two guys, but I just always figure it's less inflammatory if the black cop punching someone. But it was not a good look.
Is it, though? Is it that less inflammatory?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it is. I don't know. Am I crazy?
Well, like it's less of a response on social media.
Oh, yeah. No, it won't. You won't see it as a lead story in the news. It's just like the guy, Tony Timpa in Dallas. That guy, I mean, that was really a lot like George Floyd. But he was a white guy, and I just don't think it, I think it was a big story down there, but it just didn't catch on. There's a rookie Denver cop fired for posting, let's start a riot, next to a picture of a couple cops in riot gear. So,
Denver sucks ass.
Good one.
So, yeah, there's a lot of people doing stupid things, and there's no tolerance for anything now, and not really any second chances.
There's a new one too. Hang on, let me just try to. Have you guys ever heard of Trina the rapper?
No.
Who's
Trina?
I think we've talked about her before, but she's in trouble now for calling the Miami protesters animals.
Wait, is Trina the rapper white?
No, she's black. She's known with Trick Daddy, you know, his big hit song, I'm a Thug.
I thought you couldn't say thug.
Well, he can. He's black.
But it's not the N-word.
But she said that she called them animals, and everyone's very mad at her now because she called them animals. But
I think she'll survive.
How do we know the ethnicity of every protester either?
This Vic Fangio.
You want to know what her reply was?
What?
First of all, you should do something for the community and focus on your shit. Thank you, Trina. I think that's pretty, you don't know me, and it's best to keep it that way. That was her response to all of it.
At least it's not a do your homework.
When I went upstairs to get my coffee, I saw Vic Fangio on TV.
Yeah, apologizing? Like,
no. It was replaying what he said over and over and over. So I'm watching him. I'm thinking, you know, this is weird because you're not supposed to feel sorry for someone like this, but I think he really was like sincerely proud of his team not being racist, and he just got a little carried away, and it's like now he's the world's number one asshole, and players also were responding with things like that there is racism because it's all the black players that hold out. That's what one guy said. Now, I don't think you can underpay people in pro football because they're this color or that color.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a marketplace. That's really one of the beauties of sports. The NFL is a meritocracy. You get what you earn what you get. Unless it's a head coaching job. Let's see. We talked about the black squares. We didn't really talk about Taryn Manning. And
people are mad at the Washington Redskins for putting up a black square.
And the 49ers.
49ers? What'd they do wrong?
They don't have a racist mascot.
I'm sorry, but the 49ers got rid of Colin Kaepernick for Blaine Gabbert. And people are mad.
They stuck with him, though, the whole season. That season, he was a backup at that point.
Well, he got injured, so that's why he was replaced by Alex Smith. He replaced Alex Smith. Yeah,
he was
because they want to pay him a bonus.
Gabbert.
They want to pay him his bonus.
Did you guys catch the Madeline McCann update? Posted up there.
Yeah,
that's pretty crazy, Madeline McCann.
Wait, they finally have a suspect.
Low down.
They have a 43-year-old German drifter who apparently was in the South American,
in Portugal, wasn't it? Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, it was in Portugal during that time who I'm not sure has admitted to it, but they've identified the suspect. He's already in prison. And this is crazy because how long has it been? 13 years it's been. She was a 3-year-old girl who was on vacation. She was sleeping in the apartment that they had rented, and then 180 feet away were her parents and all their friends. And they kept periodically going in and checking on all the kids because there were multiple. And then they went in and she was gone. And since then, oh my God, did it turn into, you know, an entire show, because you had people who did see a man walking with a girl that night, carrying a girl. And then the parents of this little girl, Madeline, didn't want to leave. And so they stayed. And then ultimately, when the case wasn't getting solved, they were very critical of the police and of everybody. And then Portugal decided, get the hell out of here. In fact, the Portugal police said, no, the parents are the suspects here.
Yeah.
And so it turned into a huge mess. And they've been, you know, they made documentaries about it. There's one on Netflix right now.
It's pretty boring, by the way. Not my favorite doc.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I just couldn't. It dreamweavered the shit out of me.
Dreamweavering.
And I kept rewinding and watching it. I'm like, wow, this is really this should be called Dreamweaver, because I couldn't stop dreamweavering. I was trying so hard to pay attention. It was like I was reading a book back in school. And you keep reading the same paragraph over.
And so they really do think it's this guy, this drifter? Sounds like they want to close this case.
Not a ton of information is out yet. They just know that he's been identified as the prime suspect. I'm sure that they're going to continue on and figure this out, because Scotland Yard still has an open case on it.
Yeah, they just want to close the case.
There were more. There were more people in the sort of cancellation category, and you know, it's amazing to me what fucking bullies people are. I mean, not just tattletales, but they're just outright bullies. And as I'm reading these comments under Chris Novoselic, for example,
yeah,
I'm thinking, would any of these people say this to his face?
No.
Would any of them?
No one does that. What are you talking about?
But, you know, we say that bullying, oh, you can't bully people. That's terrible. And yet
people get the
shit bullied out of them.
Cyberbullying, totally fine.
But they know, we know who they are. They're not trolls. They're people. They're real people who are.
We just accept it now. Like, we know Jim Bentley. He's a massive troll and a bully online. But we like him.
Well,
he's humorous.
Chris Novoselic canceled his account. And he said,
what a baby.
The Trump speech. Well, I guess he's getting a lot of shit. The Trump speech knocked it out of the park.
Why doesn't he just hand it off to his team like Ashton Kutcher did?
Well, maybe he'll be advised by Ashton when he looks in the mirror. So this a lot of thought. His post, by the way, was really, it was not as simple as Trump speech knocked it out of the park. Right. As in, I love Trump. He went on to say, I know a lot of people hate Trump and I don't like everything. So, you know, it was a very,
I thought it was fairly well thought out. I think I disagree with him knocking out of the park, but everything else he said, it's fine. And that's his opinion. Yeah, and that's fine.
But of course he's just the biggest asshole ever now. And then Taryn Manning, she also has closed her account because she liked the Bible photo op. And I read her whole post and I was Taryn Manning, the actress. Yeah. And she first of all, she's obviously very religious. And so she's getting into the religiosity of it and why that's good.
I'm really surprised.
And then she ends up saying towards the bottom that Trump's done more to fight human trafficking than Obama.
That's true.
And so anyway, she got just wailed on. And her 200,006 followers, she closed her account. And then there was Melissa Joan Hart, which is another one of those kind of like Vic Fangio, but actually not even as bad as Vic Fangio, but she's got one point. First of all, Melissa Joan Hart, I'm going, wait, who is Melissa Joan Hart again?
It's Clarissa. She's going to explain it all, right? Isn't that Melissa?
She
Joan
followed
Hart?
You once on Twitter and I couldn't believe
what?
It. I was like,
ooh,
yes.
You're in trouble now.
Melissa Joan Hart followed me?
Yes. This what? Was when we were at, sports radio, I kind of handled the majority of your Twitter back then, and we were required by management to follow everybody who follows us, which was kind of wild. And so I would have to, every day I would go through and just click, 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 follow all your new followers. And one day there it was, blue check mark and all, Melissa Joan Hart follows Drew Lane. And I was like, what? Huh?
Wow.
Is she from Detroit?
No, maybe her management team is, maybe someone on the management team is from here.
Maybe she heard that llama chase and thought it was really funny.
It's totally ridiculous. It sounds like a freak accident of some kind.
How did Clarissa explain this? What's she
Melissa Joan Hart, she's very pro Black Lives Matter and all that. But she posted this picture where she's trying to demonstrate solidarity with BLM by posting this picture of Shirley Temple, and she's holding hands and dancing with this black man in a 1935
Bojangles
movie. Bojangles, exactly. And so people are like, you know, you are the worst racist ever.
Why?
And that movie was shot on a plantation. I mean, does everyone know where that movie was shot, by the way?
You have to. If you're going to post it, you got to know everything about everything.
And also that, you know, his nickname was Bojangles. And then I start reading the comments and they're like, this is her way of saying all lives matter. Oh. And thanks for showing everyone who I always knew you to be.
These can't be real.
I know. These people with the fucking assholes. So anyway, because I was like, Melissa Joan Hart, what? I'm reading. What's all this about? And I look her up on Wikipedia just because who is she? I mean, I knew she was in Sabrina, I think, or something. Wasn't she in Sabrina? She was in
Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Yeah, that's all I remember.
I mean, she peaked at like age 12.
Well, I knew she had a lot of followers, so I figured she must have been significant anyway. So
this is her favorite song too.
Bojangles and he danced for you. This is the Sammy Davis version. It's okay.
Exactly. In one
Do not listen to the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band version or you're terrible. Baggy pants. Shimmy. It's actually a pretty good song. I knew a man, Bojangles, and I guess I take it the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band didn't write this. Who wrote this?
I just always assumed Sammy did.
Huh.
Oh, Nina Simone? Did Nina Simone write it? There's a version by her. So Melissa Joan Hart's next post should be her singing it.
The old soft shoe made me think of Buddy Ebsen.
Clark always talk about the soft shoe routine. Yes. Any bad dance, he called it a soft shoe routine.
Buddy Ebsen was a great tap dancer. What happened to tap dancing?
It's still out there somewhere.
Okay, so in
it was written
up,
by a country star, Jerry Jeff Walker.
Oh, Jerry Jeff Walker. Okay. This is ridiculous. I'm reading about Melissa Joan Hart, and I read this one thing, and I'm like,
did you ever think when you woke up this morning you'd be really
no,
reading
no.
anything about Melissa Joan
Hart? That's what it's all so surreal that this is going on. And
so random. Each celebrity is very random.
I read this part, and I'm like, wait, did I just read what I thought I read? And so I reread it and actually wrote it down. Melissa Joan Hart and her husband, his name is Wilkerson, were featured in the April 7, 2008 issue of People magazine introducing Braden, their second child. Hart wrote a diary, including video entries, to document potty training her son Mason for Huggies pull-up brand diapers. I'm like, what the
God.
Fuck? She documented. Okay, so wow, things apparently weren't going so well in 2008 when she included a video. Can we find her video diary
of the
potty training of Mason?
Why would anybody want to see
that? That didn't work out well, did it? That didn't work out well at all, did it?
I got to believe they've included some wonderful BMs in there where they're congratulating Mason. Mason got his BM in the toilet. Oh, my God. That's a killer BM, Mason. Good job. Right in the shitter.
Oh, Annie took a huge dump today.
Oh, my God.
Did you congratulate her?
Oh, you have to.
Of course. That's well, that's what they were doing them. With Mason.
Yeah, and Char goes, Charlotte was there. She walked by and she goes, I think Annie pooped. I'm like, why? She goes, you can't smell that. That's what the sexual says. Not yet. You can't smell that.
Please tell me the video diary is somewhere.
She was on Dancing with the Stars. I'm looking for it. There's a video of him doing head, shoulders, knees, and toes. No one gives a shit about that. Mason and Brady on the slopes. Mason's bowling technique.
It's Braden. No. I want to see the potty training or forget it. It's either
Brady.
Potty training or nothing.
It says Brady. Mason driving his little truck.
Fuck it.
Brady singing to Mater. Silly
I want
Brady.
Mason's potty training or bust.
I'm looking. Dancing with the Stars video. What year was this?
2008.
Oh, no. I don't think they have it on her site.
What? Is it just on YouTube, maybe? I'm going to Google it.
How old is this kid?
We need to drop everything to see Mason Joan Hart.
Oh, I found it. Here it is.
Yes.
Here it is.
Okay, great.
I think I'm pooping.
I never thought when I woke up this morning I'd be looking for Mason Joan Hart's body training.
Joan Hart's son.
His name is Mason Joan Hart, right?
Son, yeah, of course. Son Mason. Potty training.
Oh, I think I've. Wait, is this
Huggy
it?
Huggy pull ups. Maybe if you could Huggy pull ups.
That's. I'm on their site. I'm on the pull up site.
Huggy.
It's just her blog.
Blog? It says there's video entries.
They turned it down. They denied it.
Maybe it was a video blog.
There's got to be some of Mason's great work in there.
It's amazing. The
wait, celebrity mom potty training insider tips.
That's what I'm looking at. But there's no video for it.
Insider tips?
Fuck. Where's the fucking video diary? Don't put it in your Wikipedia if it's not available.
And right underneath it is
total bullshit.
Where I'm searching, it's also Melissa Joan Hart says she never said anti-Semitic remarks about her son Mason's Jewish classmate.
Welcome to She Knows TV. I'm Shay Pasa. You know, there are some things that sort of level the playing field. Well, today, we're going to show you just how the stars are just like us.
Oh, potty training with Melissa Joan Hart.
Melissa
awesome.
Joan Hart has successfully tackled the challenges of TV, film, and Broadway.
That's about 40 pounds
so
ago, I think.
So you'd never think that she'd be so excited about her
sorry,
Jewish
I
challenge. Potty training her son, Mason.
It's the first time you really, really teach your child something that's going to carry through their entire life.
Things started off well, but she quickly realized it wasn't going to be easy.
Mason started showing interest in potty training back in December, and
I thought my job was done. It's important.
It's cranked. On my
But then it's been 6 months, you know, up and down the road bumps, and trying to figure it out. As with her career, Melissa approached the task with determination and resolve. Almost every Sunday night, I'm like, okay, tomorrow we're going to give it a good week.
Terrible job with
this. We're
going
to get this kid potty trained. But like many of us moms, she found it wasn't
nice levels, whoever produced this.
She teamed up with pull-ups to get over those bumps in the road.
She teamed up.
No, pull-ups have nothing to do with it.
She's blogging about the potty training experience there and found that the tools the site offers has expanded her ideas about positive reinforcement. Recently, a few weeks ago, I got the Big Kid Central pull-ups DVD, and it changed the way I looked at everything.
Oh, shut up. You're being fucking like, okay, paid, lady.
Standing up. Maybe that'll be more fun for him. Maybe we should decorate the potty with stickers. You know, all this stuff that
that DVD
doing.
Did
every
not put those dumps in the toilet.
Every day, so you know, I really got to
give Mason his due.
Be ready to pull out whatever. Magic tricks are nothing new to this former teenage witch, but she found her two-year-old customer, and no twitch of the nose could get the job done.
Good job, Mason. Good boy. Here's a sticker.
We haven't even seen Mason yet. We haven't seen any of his work, any evidence.
And then it changed. And then we were using candy, and then I felt guilty about the sugar.
Oh, my God. She takes forever to say nothing.
On the pull-ups website.
I know. What a crock of shit.
So then actually what I found was this chart here on pull-ups.com. You can print out the chart.
Stop saying pull-ups. It's a fucking chart.
On pull-ups.com. Brought to you by pull-ups.com.
Stickers are like gold to kids. And Mason isn't the only one finding this project rewarding. You know, it's the first time we teach them to really be independent. But there have been so many. You know, motherhood is so full of
I'm willing to bet this kid is still shitting in his diaper to this day.
I love the fact that dad had nothing to do with his potty training, by the way. It's all Melissa Joan Hart. Dad didn't do shit, even though it's a boy with a dong.
Kid's now 14, still isn't potty trained.
No, just pissing all over the place. They're sitting there watching TV. And they notice a spot on Mason's pants getting bigger.
Oh,
what do we want to do about it?
I thought with the Huggy Pull-Ups DVD, we would have had this all taken care of by now.
And now they come in young adult sizes.
Beast. Where it
depends.
Oh, boy.
What the fuck? Why don't we get to Mason Joan Hart?
Fuck you, Melissa Joan Hart. You racist!
Come on.
She said it came out so compact that it looked like a V8 can that was followed by what she referred to as 2 minutes of hot dog water.
There's some big other celebrity news, non-cancellation version. Danielle Bregoli.
Oh, yeah. Bad baby.
Yeah, she's in rehab for childhood trauma. Oh,
what?
Oh, and the prescription pill problem.
Oh, okay.
The statement is she entered a rehab facility seeking
treatment.
Wait,
is this the trauma that she caused or the trauma that she received? Because I can't believe the trauma she got is larger than the trauma she caused.
Seeking treatment for childhood trauma and prescription pills. Her management team said, "We're very proud of Danielle for recognizing that she needed help and seeking it out."
I don't think that's how it
She's
happened.
She's 17. They made her go in there.
Yeah, kicking and screaming, and I bet she'll be out of there tomorrow.
The good thing is that she can be on a new episode of Dr. Phil, right?
Ooh, yeah. Absolutely.
Rehab.
Oh, Dr. Phil would be smart to have her back on.
And now that WeWork has...
nothing before I came on this show.
Now that WeWork has blown up, I'm looking for a new fake corporation to get mad at, and I've kind of been mad at Quibi, because I always thought that was the dumbest thing, Quibi.
Oh, yeah, Quibi. I love the latest Quibi story.
They're supposed to make, you know, it's this big rollout, a lot of celebrities involved. They make 10-minute episodes that you can watch on your phone.
It's a massive bust.
Yeah.
Massive bust.
Led by Jeffrey Katzenberg, who was part of, was it DreamWorks? Was
oh,
it
DreamWorks, yeah, yeah, yeah.
SKG,
yes,
Spielberg,
yep.
Katzenberg, Geffen. So he moved on to Quibi, and they were just ballyhooing this thing, but... It never made sense to me, at least, and now it's tending to just fail. It's the number 1,000th most popular downloaded app on Apple. And Katzenberg blamed in May. He blamed on the coronavirus, which you would think.
Oh, nice try.
I think the coronavirus would help a streaming service.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But the story today is the staff is really pissed because they found out that a lot of people are getting laid off. They're cutting overtime for the low-level staffers. staffers because it's just not doing well. And then they found out that Reese Witherspoon got $6 million to do a voiceover.
Yeah, for a Quibi that failed its miserably.
Weakest performance.
Wasn't on Nature or something dumb? I could have told them that would fail. And by the way, her husband got her the deal. Oh, what do you know? Is he fired too?
No. He is the he's in charge of talent, right? Yeah, content acquisition for a failing
studio. Oh, so wonderful he's able to get his wife to do a failing video for $6 million.
You would think if that was your job and you're working on that, you would get your wife at a discount.
Does she get $6 million for a movie?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's a big
she
star.
Does?
I would think
she'd get, million is a lot.
I think she'd get more than $6 million. I would think she's one of the biggest females.
But these are like 10-minute videos.
Well, I know.
And well, I mean, I'll find out.
How many episodes? I'm going to see if it's on. It's probably on YouTube.
So Reese Witherspoon, according to CBS News, makes $15 to $20 million per movie.
Oh, wow.
And she's been in a lot of them, and they've been very successful.
What about Little Fires Everywhere? I wonder how much she made for that one.
What's that?
Oh, it's on Netflix.
Is it a chick flick, Trudy? You can trick me into another one.
It's with Kerry Washington. Yeah, no, you don't want to see this one.
I want to see Kerry Washington, though.
Well, she is kind of like rough. It's rough Kerry Washington.
Witherspoon's in Big Little Lies, which is really good.
Yeah.
Well, but this is some kind of a nature thing, isn't it?
Here's the trailer, which, once again, 1 minute trailer for a 10-minute show. I don't understand that.
They also paid Chrissy Teigen
Ask
a lot of money.
One question. Why do they call it the Animal Kingdom when it's clearly run by queens?
Stupid question.
Oh, that's terrible. Probably my favorite animal.
Wait, they're bringing female empowerment to nature?
To eat? Pray.
Oh my God, this is dumb. Oh my God, I'd rather watch something.
Voiceover is at most like 20 seconds.
Yeah, it's very Meghan Markle-esque too. Yeah. You want to see the Chrissy Teigen show?
Oh, I don't think it did very well, did it?
I don't think anything on Quibi does.
No,
well.
She was paid a lot of money too. This was just a bad fucking idea. I got to say, I can't, you know, do you know how much seed money there is in Quibi?
No, how much?
$1.7
billion. Billion?
That's what I thought it's what I read. Right.
Chrissy Teigen, have you been injured on the job, even if it was your own fault?
Oh, her voice is terrible.
Did your roommate steal your clothes and try to sell them back to you? Did your ex borrow your phone and return it
Why
with a cracked screen?
Shutting the book?
Why would she be doing
you
a voiceover?
You may be entitled to a cash settlement.
No, she's the judge of the
show. Did your neighbor hit your car after a long night out?
And she thinks
Did
she's
funny.
Did
your friend poison your houseplant? Call this number and get the justice you deserve in court. Chrissy's Court, only on Quibi.
Oh my God, what a bomb.
Wow.
Hi.
How fucking
Yeah,
stupid.
I would say somebody is going to be blown out of Quibi.
Yeah, Reese Witherspoon's husband.
Isn't it an all-day job trying to keep what's her name in John Legend's wife?
Is it an all-day job to what? Keep her employed?
Keep her in jobs. Yeah, she has so many different jobs. Chrissy Teigen's cookbooks.
Twitter's her job, I think, isn't it?
Chrissy's Court. Yeah.
You're right, Drew. 1 billion from 11 investors, including major studios. And the other person heavily involved was Meg Whitman. You know, Meg. Do you know who Meg Whitman is? Yeah,
I know the name.
Yeah.
From what software company?
I can't remember which one, but she's.
Shut up, Meg.
Yeah.
Hope that software's making some money, Meg.
Well, she's worth a shitload, so.
Yeah.
I don't know why they thought she could run an entertainment company, but whatever.
John Legend, by the way, Taraji P. Henson, and Lizzo. Wait, along with Common, The Weeknd, Natalie Portman, Jane Fonda, America Ferrara, one of the big names, and Brie Larson have all signed an open letter to defund police budgets and increase spending on black communities.
How are they going to increase? Well, how are they going to increase?
How
Can we have a little more details to this plan?
No, because there aren't any more. Why would you defund the police? The police don't make much money as it is.
Well, I mean, the argument, I think, would be, you know, there's a lot of forfeiture that they get that they have to spend on equipment and not on personnel. I would rather that money be spent on personnel as opposed to certain municipalities having a giant tank and SWAT team that they rarely use.
Would you want to see police defunded in Michigan, in Detroit?
No, I'd rather see officers get more money. I'd rather see it be spent differently, not defunded.
Well, they want to defund them, and they want the money moved to increase spending in black communities. I don't know how that helps policing, but we spent $194 billion on police.
I don't know how that helps it either.
And that was the other thing they said. We spent $194 billion on police despite continued profiling, harassments, terror, and killing of black communities.
But if you spent more on the actual officers as opposed to maybe
they never do. I don't know why.
But if you did, wouldn't it be easier to weed out bad officers or bad candidates? And maybe other people might want those jobs if it paid better?
Yeah, I think problem? I don't know. You know, honestly, I'm not sure why anyone would want to be a police right now. I mean, it just seems like such a losing job.
Well, it's poorly paid, too.
And look at all the shit you get. I mean, police used to be heroes. I mean, it wasn't an if, ands, or buts.
I think a lot of them still are, though.
They have been denigrated, and there have been some huge mistakes, and they get huge attention, and the margin for error can be really small, and... You know, honestly, the worst thing to me about watching what was going on over the weekend in particular when the crowds were so big, and, you know, they're holding this barrier in front of the White House, and all these people are pushing the barrier, trying to knock it over, and these people are screaming at the cops, and just first of all, it's a hard job anyway. Then when you throw in... all the little things, all the little mistakes, it can be huge mistakes. And there's just a lot of, between the Colin Kaepernick, BLM, every one of these cases is front page, lead story. And it ends up reflecting on all cops because the end result is this is not isolated. This happens all the time. I can't, honestly, I've heard this so many times this week, not just from Khloe Kardashian and what's her face from, I have to teach my child when they leave the house, that they could be killed by a policeman. I mean, that's a really strong statement to say that your child can't leave the house without you worrying that a policeman will kill them. That's incredible. Okay, that's an unbelievable statement. I mean, think of how that would make an officer feel.
2018 poll, Gallup. The question is, do you have a great deal, you could choose great deal or quite a lot of trust in the police. What do you think the answer was?
Great deal or what?
Great deal, how much trust do you have in the police? Great deal being the highest and quite a lot being number two.
What's number three and four?
I don't have that. I just have those two.
Well, if there's only two choices.
Well, I don't have what the other two were. Probably some and probably none.
a great deal? I don't know. I'd say maybe 50% would have a great deal.
85. It's the third highest that they got. Military and small business being number one and two.
But they're maligned all the time. I mean, there's constant
on
the police.
A general,
the police are racist, institutionally racist. I mean, it's racist, 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 racist.
So do you think it's a thing like, everybody hates Congress, but they love their congressmen. So do they have this abstract feeling that these cops are bad, but the ones in their community and the ones that they know? They like.
I have no idea because I have.
Everybody knows a cop. Everybody knows multiple police.
Oh, I don't think everyone knows a lot of cops.
A lot of people do.
I know a lot of cops because I meet cops all the time. We've had a lot of cops listening to the show over the years. In fact, in fact, not only do I have cop pants, multiple pairs of cop pants, I have watched every episode of Cops. I am somewhat of a cops expert.
You should be deputized like those guys down in Georgia.
I should be. I should have badges like Elvis. I should have an Elvis-like badge collection.
Don't jog in this neighborhood.
Anyway.
Okay, Zimmerman.
I got an email from the police chief of Ferndale.
Oh, cool.
And we name? Had a back and forth. Vince, let's see.
Vaughn?
No.
Pally? I'm just thinking of every Vince name.
So, of course, I asked him all the hard questions.
Lombardi?
Is your force racist?
Was this on the record?
Police officer.
No. Well, I don't know. I was emailing.
It is now. Vince Palazzolo.
Yeah.
Vince Palazzolo.
Sounds delicious.
Does sound delicious.
So some of our brothers and sisters literally in crosshairs solely for the uniform they wear. I can tell from my time in the military and a 14-month deployment to Iraq, I was also hated and was shot at because I was wearing a United States uniform. He's been with Ferndale PD for 24.75 years.
Whoa.
And this agency has not had one African-American die through use of force. In 2019, we had 1,204 arrests and only 47 uses of force. None were more than empty hand control. I've been actively engaged with the community to build trust and legitimacy since law enforcement was called on the carpet after Ferguson. And
keep up the good work, man.
Oh, there's the nightly meal.
Oh, it's breaking news alert. Beep, boop, 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 boop. Brandon's dinner has arrived. Let's hold it up. Let's see if we can figure out.
Can we put a sign on it so we know what it is?
It looks like cucumbers and a ham and cheese sandwich.
Brandon, can you identify your dinner?
Mark got it spot on.
Toasted ham and cheese, too.
See, I think Brandon didn't know what it was until Mark said that.
Is it ham?
Mark said it was SpaghettiOs. Ham. He would have agreed.
Yeah, I think it's ham. Yeah.
Are you disappointed that it's just a sandwich, or would you prefer, you know, protein, starch, and vegetable?
Coconut. This is completely fine. She has been making some crazy meals lately that involve a lot of dishes that I have to do. So now I know. There's not going to be very many dishes up there because it's just a ham sandwich.
That's a good point. Jules does that too, man.
Wow, you guys are enslaved, man.
I don't know. She gets really upset because she makes these great meals and the other two people in the house won't eat it because they're 2 and 6. Like, just put it in front of them. They're very bullheaded, those two.
Yeah.
I had a few other emails I just wanted to mention. Let's see. Kelly sent me this... this vaccine podcast.
Oh, cool.
With Del Bigtree.
Who the hell's that?
This is Kelly.
He's a vaccine expert. The coronavirus vaccine exposing the dangerous truth of Big Pharma's master plan.
What's the plan? What's the guy's name?
I gotta tell you, the first 10 minutes of it, we're talking about how they've been censored here and censored there, and it's hard to get the word out.
What's this turd's name?
Del Bigtree.
Big
tree. Is he Native American?
And the host, of course, pointed out front that there's no editing. There will be no editing.
Oh, you know what he did? He produced the famous movie Vaxxed that goes off of that Andrew Wakefield study, the one that started the anti-vax movement.
Yep.
Huh.
And I picked up on some of the language. Kelly, I don't know why you want me to listen to this, but anyway,
I want to listen to it.
It was interesting in a weird way. It was gaining control of our bodies, and I was still waiting to hear content. I was very skeptical, and then happened to read on the show description that Robert Kennedy Jr. is a frequent guest,
and
I checked out. I couldn't listen. I don't know how much more I want to listen to anyway.
Del Bigtree was also once a field producer for Dr. Phil. Sounds about right, doesn't it?
Yes.
Now, is he a Native American gentleman?
That's a great question, Trudy. I wondered that myself.
Or is he culturally appropriating it?
Is he culturally appropriating an Earth name?
It doesn't look say. It. Doesn't say.
No, he is the son of a minister from Colorado. So.
With a different last name?
Already.
Drew, before the show today, you were asking Bill Gates to put a microchip in you.
No, I wanted to put a microchip in me.
I was laughing really hard at that.
Have at it. What fucking good is a microchip in me going to do for anyone? You can have it. If you want to know what I'm doing all the time, go ahead. I don't give a fuck.
You say that until you're one of the 20% that he's going to cull, kill off of the earth. Which I said, I think the people that are most scared of getting the vaccine because Bill Gates wants to kill 20% of the population aren't going to be the 20% he wants to kill.
If I'm willing to take the microchip, maybe that spares someone else from having to take it who's really upset about it.
Okay. I'll take him. I'll get in first in line for a coronavirus vaccination. Why is it Big Pharma, too? Because the leading vaccine maker is a very small company.
I don't know. I'm just telling you what the show is called.
I want to be on Del Bigtree's show.
I think Dell was the guest. I think.
Okay.
Brett sent us an email about the protests have killed COVID. You guys touched on it, but I would take it a step further. I think these protests have killed COVID. Even after things eventually settle down, no governor, even in blue states, will be able to approach any type of quarantine, mask wearing, or limits to social gatherings. It's done. Over. Open everything up at 100% capacity. By the way, Chicago opened up today.
Yeah, and they're...
And I was shocked by that because Chicago, Pritzker, the governor, and Lori Light, Gordon Lightfoot's wife, Lori Lightfoot.
Lori Lightfoot, yeah.
Yeah, Lori Lightfoot said, have been really harsh about...
Close down, you gotta be safe.
If you could read my mind,
you would get
know
corona.
That we're opening up.
Coronavirus.
The plague of coronavirus.
Anyway, they have been really tough, and they keep saying that Chicago, oh, my God, we still have cases coming in. I forgot how many a day. It's 2,000 a day or something. It's a lot. And they just basically said, fuck it. We're all open. And
that was their official phrase.
Fuck it.
Chicago would like to say, fuck it. But the head health person in Chicago said, hey, if you're at one of these riots, you need to quarantine for 14 days.
Good luck with that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Brett says, bring back all sports. Yeah, it might be a little spike, but it doesn't matter. There's no way any politician will be able to justify any degree of shutdown moving forward. Not anymore. If COVID cases do rise in the upcoming weeks, the liberal media is not going to go out of their way to connect it to the protests. As a result, a COVID spike will be a one-time passing 30-second footnote on NBC Nightly News. George Floyd's unfortunate passing ended COVID.
That. I don't know about that. In 2 weeks, if there's a spike?
Yeah. Depends how big it is.
Fauci,
we'll see. I'm really curious to see because, honestly, it has been so blown off.
Okay, I'll ask Trudy this. I think I asked you, Brandon, before the show. Do you feel like the protesters are mainly wearing masks or no?
They're not distancing.
Yeah, but if you wear a mask, you don't have... It's
but they never said, hey, look, you can have 50 people get together if you're wearing masks. They never said that. They said, no, you're not to go anywhere. And if you go to the grocery store, you better wear a mask.
Yeah, you don't have to wear a mask when you're not socially distancing. So why...
Nobody ever... Who said... Did they say you don't have... If you're wearing a mask, you can gather as many people together as you want?
No.
I remember that.
I just heard wear a mask when socially distancing isn't possible, meaning at the grocery store or store.
Well, I thought they said wear a mask all the time. I mean, not all the time, but anytime you're around people. But they still said don't get a bunch of people together.
To your question, it seemed as though it wasn't maybe a third.
Oh, I thought it was more than that based on the pictures ML sent me.
They did say today that being outside
helps.
Is
sun
less dangerous than.
But
than
nobody being said that 2 weeks ago.
Didn't they?
No, listen, they didn't. They said don't leave your house.
I've been listening back to old shows. I do that.
Don't leave your house.
You should
yeah,
hear.
They did. They said stay at home.
Go
when
back
did they not say
ago.
Stay at home?
Go back just a couple days prior to Memorial Day. And our show, we're talking about all these lectures about people gathering for Memorial Day. All this fear of, oh, my God, who's going to celebrate the holiday?
And yeah, that was the story on Sunday and Monday was the media was scolding those crazy people in Branson and those crazy people on the beaches.
Lake of the Ozarks, yeah.
The people in California, too, were getting a lot of shit.
So are we going to be able to go to a football game if we wear a mask then?
You can't get people to wear masks in a stadium.
Well, I mean, if you can't get in without one, you might be able to.
Now you're getting into the actuary question. Will a team say, yep, here, we're going to absolve ourselves of liabilities. Everybody that comes in is going to get a mask, and you need to wear it.
They'll never wear them. You got people who want to drink their beer, people who want to eat their nachos, people who want to scream on the field and be heard. You're not going to be heard with a mask on your mouth. So it would never work. Never.
Yeah, but that's a lot of money.
We'll see. Yeah, the money is very important.
I was just thinking what percent of people just will refuse to wear a mask? Is that in general? Is that like...
If you have to wear a mask, go to a football game.
No, just in general. Like, would that be 1% of the people would say, I'm not wearing a mask?
I think you'll have, with every day of these protests, I would say more people are going to say, I'm not wearing a fucking mask.
So 1%?
That won't wear a mask?
Yeah, that will refuse. You think it's more than 1%?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So like 10%?
I think it's more. I think it is. I don't know.
So you're talking 20,000 people at a Michigan game will cause
a
ruckus because they won't want to wear a mask?
The cult will wear a mask in the cult.
Well, only if they're maize and blue and have my wings on them.
Oh, hell yeah, they will
winged
be.
Helmet. I mean, I was jealous of
Marches. You're in the cult, bro!
Fuck yeah, I am.
Can't promise you all those Ohio State fans will wear a mask. Wait, is Ohio State at home or away this year?
I don't even know. I don't even know the schedule.
I don't know if there's going to be a game.
I think they're away, right? Yeah.
Oh, they were home last year. Yeah. That's right.
There was a Fauci sighting today, by the way. He came out of whatever bunker he was in and said the U.S. is going to have 100 million vaccines by the end of the year. By the beginning of next year.
Did he scold the protesters?
No, he doesn't care about that.
Why not?
His style, he doesn't scold.
When did he stop scolding?
Well, I think that's good news, though, man.
He says don't gather in large groups.
Yeah, he said not to.
He did. Am I drunk? Did I mishear something for 2 months? I thought I had to stay at home.
Yeah, but they also told you to go for a walk so you didn't go crazy inside your house like you did.
And Fauci did say before Memorial Day. And Fauci did say before Memorial Day that it was okay to go out and you know, meet with people.
Wait a second. We shut our economy down. Walking your dog is not the same as going to work.
Yeah, I know.
So, I mean, what is all this? They never told us we had to do this stuff. We could have done anything. Bullshit. They said stay at home. We got 40 million people unemployed now. They told us this was life or death. And now it's not.
A bunch of people. Think of all the lives we saved and flattened the curve, and now the transmission rate's below one. That's a good thing.
Okay, but then, so aren't all these people going to die from the protests?
It probably will.
Aren't they going to make other people die? I mean, how come they're saying, you're going to kill your grandmother?
Go to the protest and tell them that.
either racism, police racism trumps the coronavirus, which means it trumps death itself.
It does.
When people are home, unable to go to work for 2 months, that's saying a lot. And I'm not trying to minimize what happened. I think it's absolutely horrible.
Coronavirus will be gone in 2 to 3 years, no matter what. But racism will still exist. So maybe that's why it's more important.
Interesting. if this guy had been killed 2 months earlier, we would have never had to stay home.
Did you see who tested positive for COVID-19?
Who?
Brandon's favorite murderer.
It's not my favorite murderer.
Wait, ooh, Dahmer? Ooh. Dahmer's dead.
No.
He loves
Brandon,
Dahmer.
Who else does Brandon love? He was a big advocate for him when there was a documentary made about him on Netflix.
We had a conversation the day after I finished with Stephen Avery.
Stephen Avery has COVID?
Yeah, really?
And Mark has been dragging me along believe that Stephen Avery is innocent. I don't believe he's innocent.
Well, we can't agree
You're just a fan. You're just a fan of him in spite of what he did.
He likes his style. He likes his style. He likes his way with ladies.
I got to tell you, one of the funniest things I've read in the last couple of years was his ex-girlfriend. Who fell in love with him after she watched the documentary and became his girlfriend, only to find out that he was soliciting nude pictures from everyone! Everyone! That was all he wanted, and he wrote these really filthy, filthy emails back to them.
Of course he did. He's angry, man.
Some of the emails were actually copied, and they were just like, oh my God, this guy's terrible.
What are you talking about?
I thought he was just a murderer.
It's hard to like this guy. Just kidding. I still hate you.
So let me tell you about, since we're on COVID, I'll just wrap it up with what CNN had this morning. Dr. Jerome Adams, the Surgeon General, said to expect new outbreaks from the nationwide protests over the death of George Floyd. The large crowds have made it difficult to socially distance. The coronavirus has disproportionately affected communities of color. Many of the protesters are African American. Dr. Adams is the latest government leader to express concern over whether protests could spread coronavirus as he and other health groups are caught in a balancing act of trying to advise Americans during a pandemic and raise awareness of how racism puts the black community's health at risk. Is that what they were trying to do? I thought they were just telling us to fucking stay home.
Wait, I'm confused.
When did this balancing act come in? There was no balance before. They didn't say, well, we're trying to balance the coronavirus that could kill you or your grandma and your need to go to work and keep your job. They never said that. They said, fuck it. Stay at home. This is death.
Different
but now they're trying to balance it.
It was.
People feel like this is more important.
Until they could slow the spread.
And I don't want people to get a bunch of shitty messages from people saying, you don't care about race. No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, as far as I know, this trumped everything. Everything. Just Trump the economy. The economy hurts more people than anything.
Well, they wanted to slow the spread and flatten the curve, and they have.
But now they're – well, that's not why they're not saying anything. They claim they're trying to balance the
I think it's interesting, too. We don't hear anything about Sweden anymore. Remember when everyone's like, let's do what Sweden does, and now they're cheap.
No, everyone's like, let's not do what Sweden does. Sweden has skyrocketing debts.
It became a big news thing for like a week. The argument over Sweden, it became a political thing.
Well, Sweden is the only country doing anything different.
Yeah, and now the chief epidemiologist is saying, I don't think we should have done that. We should have done...
I don't get a good idea.
What's that, Trudy?
Say that. I don't know.
Yeah, he's said...
Well, they killed 2,000 senior citizens in nursing homes.
Yeah, they have the highest death rate. One of the highest death rates per capita in the world. And he's just saying...
It's lower than the UK, Belgium, Spain, France, and there's a couple others.
And they're unemployment. But
they have less deaths than Michigan. They're bigger than Michigan, and they have less deaths than Michigan.
And they're also hurting their economy, too, because the other countries won't open up to them, Denmark and Norway. They say, no, if you're in Sweden, stay there right now. I'm just saying, the architect of it...
No, I read the same thing. I did. Now, he didn't say they would completely shut down, but he said they would have more, they would be more stringent.
Yeah, no, they wouldn't, I don't think they would, nor should anybody completely shut down. They did a lot of the things we did here, just not as vicious.
Well, they did better than Michigan. They did.
No, I know. It's also a different situation, but yeah, they tend to be a little more compliant.
So anyway, this Surgeon General thing that I read on CNN this morning on the website, I was like, what the fuck is going on? Am I losing my mind?
Yes,
did I dream something? Did I just dream that COVID virus or COVID-19 murdered people and murdered your grandparents and murdered anyone over a certain age and could murder anyone? Therefore, it's worth unemploying 40 million people. And speaking of unemploying 40 million people, the state of Michigan, which has had a terrible time with unemployment, and if you don't believe me, talk to some of the people who are sending me messages. Dan Gilbert's Quicken Loans apparently
this is a remarkable
made an offer to help the state with the unemployment processing because they've got a lot of technical, they got some pretty sharp people over there, and they thought, you know, this might be a little overwhelming. And the state said, no, we got it.
Yep.
What?
Yeah, yeah. And apparently other companies offered to help, too. And no, we got it. Are you kidding me?
I wonder why.
That's malicious.
Because it'd be a hassle. Okay. Probably it'd be a hassle, man.
Oh, come
They're afraid
on.
Of data mining happening.
Privacy, maybe. I don't
they
know.
Spent $47 million. Dollars. They spent $47 million on their unemployment package, which, of course, accused all those people of stealing money that did not steal money. I don't know. I just thought that was pathetic. I thought it was pathetic that they didn't.
You're pathetic.
That they didn't have a phone bank of people answering and helping people, instead making people, you know, call 1,000 times a day and flip out, and people still don't have their unemployment. I don't know. I really don't understand.
Go back to work,
that.
So.
Departments and two officials run. Okay.
And by the way, the $600 a week, the extra $600, that ends the week that the state's furloughs for the employees ends.
Yeah.
So those guys made extra money, and were they made more money because of COVID per hour than they would have if they hadn't been furloughed.
Yeah. Genius move by the governor.
Yeah.
It was.
To claim we cut $80 million and then actually the feds pay
let
for
the
it.
Feds,
so
let the feds pay for it.
That's how government works. Hey, if we didn't pay for it, then it didn't cost anything.
Yeah, let the
but
feds
that's,
pay
that's,
for it.
That's millions of dollars that the feds had that they don't have anymore. So, no, it did cost
money.
But
they make the money. They can run a deficit. The state can't.
No, but it's still, it's not that money didn't come from somewhere. It did come from somewhere. That's 80 million, that's however many million dollars the feds do not have that the state has. So, I don't know. I mean, that's government accounting, and I think it's bullshit.
It's fuzzy
math. If I pull $80 from this account to that account, then I didn't just not spend $80.
I know, but you're not allowed to run a deficit.
Yeah.
The state's not allowed to run a deficit.
We know how laughable
that is. The shitty thing is that why did they get paid?
In other words, they didn't cut anything. Nobody sacrificed except for her 5% or her 10%. Yeah, no one sacrificed anything. In fact, they were paid more.
That's the problem. They shouldn't have been paid more. If that's the case, why not do it for every state employee?
But honestly, I really haven't heard much about that either.
There's a big article. The news or the Free Press, one of them dug into it and wrote a big story on it. What bullshit it was.
That could be. People make money off coronavirus. It's a big deal.
Oh, did you see the guy who got
maybe
busted?
They're balancing their needs for more money with the coronavirus.
Did you see the guy that got busted with this fraudulent PPP application? You know, the payroll protection plan? $600,000 is what he
got.
Yeah, Daryl Lamont Baker,
so
51.
Shocked.
And what you want to
do? You make up a company?
Kind of. He
that's
spent.
Pretty brilliant.
You want to know what he spent it on? This is supposed to be for your employees and whatnot. He bought 2 Cadillac Escalades, a Dodge Charger, and a Hummer.
Oh my God!
With his $600,000. What did he do? Let's see. The application he didn't forge. He just lied on it. Said that his company, which was a solar company, employed 68 people and had a payroll that totaled $2.8 million. It's pretty good, right? Problem is, he dissolved the company in July of 2019. So the company doesn't even exist.
Well, you know, that was something that they made. They were not that they keep up with these things normally. I'm glad they did. But yep. They said, this is not just so you can just, you know, end your business
it's
and
for
take
your
this
payroll.
Money. Yeah. In that case, you would have to pay it back.
Yeah, if you did, if you declared bankruptcy. He also never had an account with the state's unemployment insurance program, which every business has to have. I can't believe they busted him, though. That's pretty good.
Yeah, they busted a lot of people, but you know they didn't bust a lot of people, too, because it doesn't matter why there's money flowing out of the government. It will flow out to people that do not deserve it.
Sure.
And should not be getting it.
Isn't that
always
the necessary evil of, you know, a fiscal crisis? You just got to get money out there.
A couple more things. We haven't played Chet Hanks yet.
I'm so pumped for
Chet Hanks. I guess we can just end the show with him when we get there.
There's a great Alicia Silverstone story, too.
Did you guys see the Soho looting party?
No.
Did you see it?
Sounds terrible and exciting.
No, I did not.
It's like music jamming, and people seem to be kind of having a boogie and looting good time. But yeah, there was I think it was the Daily Mail. And I'm sure it's in other places, but it's like what the hell's going on? Who's cranking this music while they loot? It's like, hey, looting's fun, but if you got some good tunes going, it's even more fun.
Everything's better with music.
Maybe is that a live band?
Fun.
He had a really troubling situation last night in Midtown Manhattan and in one area of the Bronx. But we had no unrest, no looting in Brooklyn, in Queens, in Staten Island, in most of the...
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, well, Soho had a big problem.
My favorite video was the nude dude running around New York.
Oh, I didn't see the nude dude.
I'm gonna turn the volume off. But this dude...
Wait, he just hit somebody.
Yeah.
This guy's squaring off with him. Oh, man, my clock would be going nuts. There's a nude guy fighting. Oh, ouch.
All right, freeze. You're under arrest for public display of a boner.
That is the first nude fight since Mike Clark's locker room at Adams High.
Oh, he gets beat up bad.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And I think he lost some skin on his dick.
Tenacious, isn't he?
Uncut.
He's uncut? Is he a pubes? Does he need manscaping? He needs a lawnmower 3.0.
Why does he want to fight this guy?
He wants to fight everybody.
He's nude. It's getting him hard, man.
Well, those four guys sure enjoyed fighting him all at once.
He can't get his penis hard no matter how much he tries.
Pack him up!
packing the fuck up.
Like, wouldn't you just, oh, man. Don't go
look at these assholes who are cheering this on. This guy is obviously, what's wrong with this guy?
He's nude.
Well, I know he's nude, but I mean, I think he's, I don't know what I think he is. Off his meds?
I'm going to pretend like you need to just make my dick go soft.
Oh, that's good. That's nice. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus.
Really awkward.
I mean, the awkwardness is terrible, but you got a nude guy, and he's getting tackled on the cement.
For
he's
the
got hit by a car.
For the record.
Look at him, though. He keeps going.
He's not entirely nude. He is wearing socks.
That's correct, and he did not. I repeat, did not.
Oh, boy. That sucks.
No boner.
No. But it flips around when he walks, and it's kind of funny when you're mad and yeah. fighting.
It's kind of cute, huh?
All right, freeze! You're under arrest for public display of a bona.
He didn't bona. Really have a bona. The president of the Minneapolis Police.
Oh, my goodness. Does he ever get him hard?
This guy, he's not having a great week because of some things he said. First of all, he called George Floyd a violent criminal, and I was kind of wondering.
What does he know?
Yeah. I know George Floyd. George Floyd just got out of prison a few years ago.
He's not even from Minnesota, though, is he?
George Floyd?
Yeah, and he's from Houston.
He's from Houston, but he wasn't saying he's a violent Minnesota criminal. He just said he's a violent criminal.
How did he know? Okay.
I don't know. I mean, he has a record. I'm sure. I have no idea. Which, of course, people are very angry that he said that. But then I was wondering, what is George Floyd's record? It doesn't really. It's not.
Doesn't matter.
Saying that he deserved to be killed by a police officer, I'm just wondering because he said he's a violent criminal, and I did not know him to be a violent criminal. I did know he was in prison. He also did some porn, apparently.
Is that true?
Yes, I think it is.
I can't find any evidence of that but one guy's YouTube video.
Yeah, it. Well, they don't show the good part. But, I mean, he was playing George the Landlord,
yeah.
And I don't know what movie would be starring George the Landlord, frankly. Hmm. I mean, maybe it's a movie. Okay, we'll just assume that he's a movie star, or he's an
actor. I'm
not
saying he's not, but you would think that'd be all over the place.
It would.
Maybe it will be.
Brandon, can you look it up? You know a lot about porn and bone structure.
Okay.
Anyway, this president of the Minneapolis Police Union said that he's been involved in, he's been involved in three shootings, which he said did not bother him. I don't know what that all is about, but he's angry because he said police have not been getting raises in Minneapolis due to wrongful death suits for which he blames lawyers. Call protesters terrorists and criticize the city for not using more force against the looters and criminals. And he specifically mentions that among these wrongful death suits and other large settlements the city has paid, they paid, and I'm
going to
find the story. No, it's unbelievable what they pay. And if it's a certain kind of thing, they're more likely to settle than even bother. But a former Minnesota Viking, he said they paid $385,000 to a former Minnesota Viking because he was tased when he refused to leave a bar. Huh. And he kind of implied that this guy was a real problem and he wouldn't leave the bar. And they called the police and the police said, "You're leaving the bar."
Was it Fred Smoot?
I don't know. Was it Fred Smoot? He's a good football player, wasn't he?
Fred Smoot, because wasn't it his boat?
The Viking, yeah.
The big Viking boat party. Wasn't that Fred
Smoot? Yeah, I don't know if it was Fred Smoot that was tased. I really don't know who he's talking about.
That story is so wild. The boat
wild.
Party and all the stuff they left. I'm going to see if I can find it. I mean, they really knew how to clean up an orgy.
And then he referenced, and the point of this was because he says the police have not had a raise in quite a while. And
oh, there you go.
Well, no, I know, and they're not paid a ton in the first place. Then he references a $795,000 settlement for a burglary suspect who police cornered in a basement. And the burglary suspect was shot because they said he tried to take one of the cops' guns away from him. The family said, he also said that the guy successfully managed to pull the trigger a couple times, and two of the cops were shot in the legs, I guess because he didn't really have full control of the gun.
Yeah.
Anyway, the family said that one of the cops' guns went off accidentally, and they shot Terrence Franklin as a cover-up. that's a pretty bodacious thing to say. And I would love to see the investigation on that, because, first of all, if what the family said happened, I think we need a little more than a settlement. I certainly hope those fuckers aren't working for the police anymore. But if it's not true, well, holy shit. I mean, a guy gets $795,000 and he's responsible for two cops getting shot in the legs? I don't know. You know, who fucking knows? But anyway, this guy did not make a lot of friends by by saying all this stuff.
So Fred Smoot, by the way, while on the boat, was, quote, seen holding a double-headed dildo and moving the dildo while each end was inserted into the vagina of two women who were lying on the floor near the lounge area of the charter boat.
Well, that's a lot of choreography to get done.
He's very athletic.
On a boat, too.
After a period of time, one of the women got up, and Mr. Smoot continued to manipulate the dildo inside the other woman. Dante Culpepper got a lap dance from an unidentified naked female. During his lap dance, Mr. Culpepper placed his hands on the naked buttocks of the female dancer.
Well, that's a dance, that really duh. Need to be included?
Mo Williams was in the area by the downstairs bathrooms receiving a lap dance in which the dancer was dancing bare-breasted, and Mr. Williams, with his hands on him, were touching the breasts of the female partner. Bryant McKinney picked up a naked woman, placed her on the bar in the lounge, and commenced to perform oral sex on her.
Really? No, this is in the middle of a party?
And it's hired help. Huh? Would you oral sex on the hired help?
It just seems like it'd be awkward.
Is that where you're hiring her
party
for?
And you were doing that.
At a different time during the evening, Mr. McKinney, along with three other unidentified males, received oral sex from four women while the men were seated in deck chairs on the boat.
I feel the women are being objectified a bit here.
Really? You don't say. But they weighed. They were willing.
What's that picture Brandon put up? Is that George Floyd?
Yeah, I found the porno.
So it is real.
Do we know that's
him? It is real. So here's the thing is, it's either him or his brother that looks just like him. But so it's been removed. I found it in multiple places. I found it on Reddit, but it was removed by moderators. I found it on Pornhub, but it was removed by moderators. Okay. I don't know why.
Maybe I'm being naive, but why would they remove
George
Floyd's porn?
Because I don't know.
Maybe it's not verified and because of what's going on.
Can we have the audio, please? Well, we know what he looks like. I mean, since when have they been that cautious about porn?
All right. Houston.
Man, we here, man. This is what we do, man.
He is from Houston.
You gotta get it right. You
know what I'm saying? All right.
Yeah, look at this.
That girl's hot if she's in this.
What's her name, girl?
Kimberly Bright.
Sexy. Look at her.
For real.
Does he say his name?
He just said George the landlord.
What's your sign?
Cancer.
Did he ask her what her sign is?
Yes, she is.
George is guilty of a bad pickup line.
Are they wasting time? Is this just some boning?
Lips. Look at them.
Cancer. Ooh.
Oh my God.
Oh, here we go. There's something happening now.
Forgot the crystal porn alert. Sorry, Crystal. Hope she's okay. Well, she's probably working from home. Does she still need it from home?
I think.
Ooh la la.
There's some porn coming.
Skanky, disgusting porn is coming soon, Crystal.
Heads up, Crystal.
Fucking shoot. You can unbutton,
girl. Yeah, but he just met her.
Well, they fell in love. On Match.com. Whoa.
Oh, right. Shield your eyes, Trudy.
Wait, is there what's all that? Why is that grease all over her body?
I don't know. She looks wet. Oh, fake.
So, so Drew, sometimes in pornography, there's oils that are used.
Oh, thanks, Brandon.
For massages, and then also for slipperiness. Feel good on camera.
I see. Oh,
what? Oh my God!
All right, George Floyd had a massive dong.
Oh my God.
All right, I don't know.
Wow. I don't
know. Why'd you stop it?
Is, you know, I'm just asking, guys. Is this worth a call? Is this worth a call to Jonah?
This is his first comment underneath it. R.I.P. one of the greatest men in existence. Man, straight laying pipe. Yeah. Well, that's a pretty good eulogy.
Brandon?
I'm sorry?
Do you think this is worthy of a call to Jonah?
No.
No, I don't think he's...
There's no measuring stick next to it.
You have to have a measuring stick. Drew's right.
That thing was big.
I mean, we could get him to...
I can't believe I've never heard of this.
Get his comments just eyeball on the protests.
Well, that's true. We could. Well, he's in New York.
I know.
And he's got taking care of someone that he's concerned about having coronavirus now, too. Yeah. So he is certainly someone that should be on the show.
Yeah, he could comment on the looters. Let's keep it in mind for tomorrow.
Man, wait. Why was I just watching George Floyd?
Allegedly, yeah.
Oh, my God. Wonder what he's paid for that. I think he should have been handsomely rewarded, to be honest.
Well, he was. Didn't you see her?
No, I mean, he should have been paid.
That's not reward enough?
I mean, he should have been paid in something
money.
Something significant. Yeah.
Allegedly, I should say that for legal purposes.
I thought of a bad joke. Should I say it?
I thought of a bad joke, too.
What? Do your bad. We can always
has to do with counterfeiting. But, I'm not going to bother. Why don't we play Chet Hanks? I want to see what Chet has to say at this very important time. Chet Hanks, the son of Tom Hanks, who seems very... evolved, very woke.
But he's amazed that he has white privilege all of a sudden. He just woke up to that.
He and he's wearing a shirt, too, which I think is really strange. I mean, this must be serious.
Those are very serious times.
What's up, you guys?
We're living in a different world.
I just want to share something I've been thinking.
One where he wears a shirt.
You've been thinking a lot.
I just think back to like a week ago and all the things that I was worried about, that I was stressed about then. You know, just life shit, career, money, shit like that. And how ridiculous all those things seem now. Because my problems that I was stressing about are so irrelevant compared to the problems that are coming to the forefront.
Are you sure about that?
We're facing as a country right now.
It's pretty close, Chet.
Is he related to Dr. Phil?
The huge realization that's hitting me is...
Oh, God, he's so deep.
Feeling like your problems don't matter.
Your problems really don't matter as
much.
Probably how black people have felt living in America this entire time.
It's really powerful, I gotta say.
And I'm saying that I am so happy to know now that my problems that I was worried about a week ago are so irrelevant.
So he just figured out that being Tom Hanks' son is a relative advantage in the world?
Yeah.
Why does he have so many problems, too?
Is becoming as active as possible.
That's a new career.
The solution.
What?
He's going to be as active as possible in the solution.
He's going to be an activist.
I've never considered myself a political person before.
Gay.
But I realize now that I am.
Fucking shit.
Wait, you're a political person?
I never thought that people
really Chet Hayes 2020
had a say or that anything we did mattered.
How many drops can you fit in between
before?
Quite a few, Trudeau. Saying the same thing.
We do. And that the people are powerful, and that we can make shit happen and get shit done.
That's his slogan. Hayes 2020. Make shit happen.
Make shit happen. Get shit done. Really, I like it.
I thought it was ticket out my head.
Feel like
true.
My priorities.
He is back in his head.
Just in terms of what I'm focused on. And
oh, my God. He's so deep.
Somebody complained that drop isn't played enough anymore.
Okay. Rearranged.
Apologies. You know, and there's
because
another one that's not played enough that fits here, too.
I, like many of you might feel, I'm at also at my wit's end.
Why?
Of living in a world
Whoa.
Where these changes aren't happening.
Boom! Hot take!
Like, the first order of business for our entire country.
I like that drop.
Is fixing it for all people.
He so thought all people so deeply about this.
Can live equally.
Fixing so all people.
Wow. Well, if for Chet Hanks people, is for it, then for who minorities,
wouldn't
be?
Yeah. Well, who is?
So
I mean,
that all people.
We're all for what he's saying.
It's so easy when Chet explains it.
We're all for what he's saying. It's just that he's saying it.
Isn't good.
Equal with and him equal, or equal with the
fucking good.
Good question.
Yeah, because he's not even equal with Colin.
I think this is what's showing.
Oh, yeah, I'm behind you all the way.
Because people are coming together.
Someone needs to buy him a Yes Man doll.
Is he appropriating pain?
I just want to show
how you. How do you do it?
That's it.
Oh.
I know this shit is scary right now.
You may marry complain or
just stay safe.
I love that. I haven't heard that drop in so long since you started playing it this week.
Get ready for okay, bye.
He's got more words to say.
Don't let them fuck with your head.
I couldn't agree with you more completely.
I've heard this man in forever.
The bullshit. The propaganda. Stay aware. Stay solid. Stay safe.
Hey, I wish I'd thought of that.
What's up, you guys?
What more can I say? When you're right, you're right.
Thank you for the information.
Boy, does the Yes Man really take down whatever point you're saying.
It does. It's brutal. Oh, it's just horrible.
Hey, I wish I thought of that.
Oh, no.
How did they find the perfect voice for that doll,
I think I'm going to hell. I really do.
I think they really did.
I couldn't agree with you more completely.
Brandon, I'm sure there's some real well thought out responses to this. Can you read some of the comments, please? I'd like people to add to the conversation.
Well, it's
if
not,
they followed Chet Hanks, I know they're thoughtful.
Especially if there's a blue check mark.
It's a popular opinion, so it's going to get there are no
but
blue check marks.
It's Chet Hanks. Come on.
Oh, there.
It was Chet.
There aren't women calling him hot for this, are there?
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. Facts. The civil rights movement was only like 60 years ago. If people aren't speaking up about injustices, so it's very...
It's heavy.
It's stuff that agrees
with
you.
What can I say? When you're right, you're right.
You're my man. I'm trying to find anything that's...
I'm not looking to criticize Chet. I'm behind him all the way.
I'm just saying, beautiful, thank you, awesome. Yeah, no one's going to come out of this guy.
Just kidding. I still hate you.
It's just kind of funny that 300,000 people follow Tom Hanks' son.
I know.
Because he's Tom Hanks' son. Because there's really no other reason.
He's a rapper. He's a rapper.
Chet Hayes.
I don't think he's burning up the charts. Well, just saying.
Fuck that shit.
And to think that, what's I think is so great is that a whole week ago, he figured this out.
I know. It's really good.
He went 29 years and didn't notice any of this. And then apparently it was all a big tipping point in the Chet Hanks in his head.
We're all learning.
And he's back in his head.
He took Fallon's advice. He looked in the mirror.
He did. Maybe he's got an educator, too. Well, let's get out of here.
Save that, Alicia. Maybe save Alicia.
Spend some time absorbing. I could read over the outro.
Okay.
Alicia Silverstone is taking baths with her 9-year-old son while in quarantine. Coolest Star shared that she and 9-year-old son, Bear Blue, you can hit the outro, it's plenty of time, have been taking baths together to pass the time. My son and I take baths together. Wait, thanks for reading the story, Alicia. And when he's not with me, I take a bath, and that feels really nourishing and comforting, she told the New York Times. She had doing other activities together, like dancing.
Why is the New York Times asking her this?
Bouncing on the trampoline and jumping rope. She shares.
She used to chew his own food, remember?
That's right. You're right. She fed him like a bird. She would chew his food and spit in his mouth.
She shares him with her ex-husband. Do you think her ex-husband likes her taking baths with a 9-year-old son?
She's out of his hair, so he doesn't care.
If you're taking baths with your 9-year-old, when do you stop? When is it done where you go, this is probably not appropriate anymore?
When he comes.
Oh.
A nice end on that.
Very proud of myself.
If there was any hope of not going to hell, it's over now.
It's not family.
Come on, a 9-year-old? What the fuck? He could be blowing up in there for all we know.
Exactly.
She doesn't have a regular sex life.
By the way, look at her son.
I know. I thought it was a girl.
I did too. His hair's down to his way below his shoulders.
When I was skimming through it and I saw, you know, takes a bath with her, and I assumed it was just kid. I didn't see the son part, saw the picture, and thought it was the son. I was like, oh, big deal. And then I was like, wait, that's his son. Gross.
Oh. I just feel like that story should not have been written at all. I think the New York Times reporter should have kept it to himself for herself. All right, we'll see you tomorrow. Live from hell.
Hey, Twitter world, yours truly. Well, last night was a lot better because most of the legitimate protesters, they were doing sit-ins. I thought the previous nights they were being used by the looters because when they were running around, the looters was using them as smoke screens and the police didn't know who to go after. Last night was a lot better. I saw a police officer who was the head of something, some union, and he said that it was bad because all police officers in America felt like they had a target on them. That is bad. But you know what? Maybe there's a lesson to be learned there because as far as I know, over the years, all black men, whenever a police car came up behind them or next to them, well, we felt like we had a bullseye on us. So maybe they'll use that to maybe better understand how you know, black guys feel when police officers are approaching them. I don't know if these protests are going to work. I mean, we've been doing them for years.
I do agree with you more completely.
They get their scoops from the police, so I don't really, really count on them. You know who's going to stop this from happening? It's policemen. The good policemen has got to start reporting the bad policemen. Every TV show you see, a movie you see, IA, Internal Affairs, who are the people that investigate the police,
just been juiced.
Police the police, they're considered bad guys. If one of those guys would have turned in Chapin, there was no video, he would have been ostracized by the precinct. That is what has to stop. The police have to turn in the bad police. They know who they are. I'm just saying.
What more can I say? When you're right, you're right.